Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Now that the Supreme Court has spoken, President Trump is pressing Congress to take action on birthright citizenship. The High Court struck down the president's executive order limiting birthright citizenship, so Mr. Trump says lawmakers should draft legislation to address the issue. Strait of Hormuz, still a major sticking point, standing in the way of a settlement between Iran and the United States. The U.S. insisting the strait is an international waterway. Iran says it should control the strait. Now Iranian state TV reports a container ship is run aground after not following Iran's instructions for passage. And so it begins.
A threatening heat dome will engulf the central and eastern part of the country this week, with heat index temperatures, which combine air temperature with humidity, soaring into the triple digits in some places. Conditions will bring above average temperatures to World Cup host cities like Boston, Philadelphia, and Kansas City, Missouri, all of which have open-air stadiums. Bob Agner reporting.
It is a first. For the first time ever, Republicans will be holding a national convention in advance of the all-important midterm elections.
It's an unusual event aimed at boosting turnout in races that will decide whether the party maintains control of Congress. The convention will be held in Dallas on September 9th and 10th. Although both major parties traditionally hold blockbuster conventions during presidential campaigns, Trump has long floated the idea of a similar gathering this year to focus voters' attention on a sprawling collection of House and Senate races. Democrats considered holding a similar convention but rejected the idea as they struggle with fundraising woes. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street, the way things stand now, looks like we'll be headed for a lower open later on. The Dow futures down 139 points. NASDAQ futures off 152. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 603. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have an early problem, I-70 eastbound in Howard County. It's after you leave the interchange at Mount Airy. It's east of Route 27. There's an overturned vehicle involved, and we might be getting just the shoulder by the accident scene. Big backup already developing there, and the only way around it, a couple of things. There's Route 40 through that area and Route 144 and a couple of those things, but to take that traffic off the interstate is not going to be a good situation right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. But right now, eastbound after Mount Airy, you have at least a mile back up and maybe even a little bit more through that area. Had a pickup truck that was on fire about 5:45. It was a fire in the bed of the pickup truck, 83 southbound at Shawan Road. Not a big deal. They put it out, and the truck itself is in the median right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Extremely hot and humid starting today. Temperatures in the upper 90s. Feel like temperatures in the triple digits. No relief from the heat tonight. Very warm and mild with temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in White Marsh and 71 at Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that a 32-year-old man was arrested and faces kidnapping charges after a juvenile female was assaulted in Bel Air last week, according to police. The incident occurred on June 27th when the victim was walking along the sidewalk on Major's Choice Drive and passed a parked vehicle. As the victim continued to walk, police said the suspect exited the vehicle and approached her from behind, grabbing her near the base of her neck. The victim immediately screamed and ran from the area towards North Shamrock Road. The suspect then returned to his vehicle and left the area. And Maryland drivers will pay slightly more at the pump beginning Tuesday as the state's annual gas tax adjustment takes effect. The increase raises Maryland's gas tax by 0.6 cents per gallon, bringing it up to 46.6 cents per gallon. The adjustment is automatic under state law and is tied to inflation. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 511, the pick four, 4848. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, some extremely sad news to report this morning. The mother of Ravens defensive lineman Calais Campbell has been found dead inside her Atlanta townhome. 71-year-old Nateel Campbell was found after concerned family members had asked Atlanta police to perform a welfare check. Nateel Campbell's other son, Sierre Campbell, was arrested at the scene and booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm. On to much less important news. The Orioles hitting a new low last night at Camden Yards.
Oh, there's the magic. Perez well hit into right center field. Looking up, and this one is out of here. Second career home run for Junior Perez.
Those weren't the Moobirds out there at Camden Yards, believe you me. John Schifrin had the call on the Chicago Sports Network. Junior Perez, the number nine hitter, with a three-run shot to cap a seven-run second off starter Trey Gibson, and that was all she wrote. The White Sox pound the Birds last night, 9-3 the final, sending the O's to a season-low nine games under 500. After the game, manager Albanez on what's incumbent now for his Baltimore Orioles.
We have to learn faster than other teams and other players for us to get where we need to go. And our guys are open, they're smart, they love to play the game, and they're extremely talented. And that's why it makes me very, like, bullish on what we have ahead of us, even though it's a daunting task.
Coming up in 30 minutes, tonight's the night for the USA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Wednesday, July the 1st, 2026. Feel that gas tax increasing already, coursing through our veins. Boy, we got a great show planned for you here today. We're going to cover all things Supreme Court, or should we say the Supreme Cartel. You got a couple of justices now who make it a habit to vote and rule against President Trump. A little bit later on, Drew Sullins of Sinclair Broadcasting is going to join us to talk about his excellent investigative series on Westmore's military records. And Dan Cox will be with us later on this morning as well to talk about his campaign and how he can unseat Westmore come this fall. So lots going on with your calls and comments coming up in this hour. Voters reacting to Westmore's Independence Day speech scheduled for this Saturday. An angel mom blasting the Democrats at a hearing yesterday. But our top story is the Supreme Cartel striking down President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. And it's been reported it was a 6-3 decision, 5-4 decision. Some are saying it's a 5.5 to 3.5 decision because Justice Kavanaugh ruled that Trump's executive order could not stand, but that Congress could enact, they could change the statute, they could define the definition of subject to the jurisdiction thereof. But here's the bottom line. However you score it, it was a big loss, not for just President Trump, but for we the people, for the United States of America. In the last 2 days, we have seen the election integrity ruined with this extension of the mail-in ballots. And now, and the Supreme Court, get this, they ruled that all infants born in the United States, even if the parents are illegal, even if they are temporary visitors, you know, over here on a visa, and that to me, right now you got 400,000 to 500,000 anchor babies, that's what they're called, that you know, get into the country each and every year. And the Chinese have made an art of this. The Chi-Coms actually have businesses that specialize in birth tourism in the United States. What better way to infiltrate your potential foe than to flood us with a few people that will be that owe their allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party? Because nothing happens. You don't get out of China unless they give you the okay. So, again, this was a horrific decision. I think you could argue that we're on just one step away from losing our complete sovereignty, and now it means nothing, really, to be a citizen of the United States. I mean, if these anchor babies are getting bestowed, the people got to be the most ticked off are the people in the waiting line waiting to take the citizenship test. You know, the people that did it by the book, the people that did it legally. What the hell? And again, this is like the third or fourth time on tariffs, on mail-in ballots, on birthright citizenship, that both Justice Roberts, who I think is compromised, and Amy Coney Barrett, who is clearly compromised, have ruled against President Trump. I think Amy Coney Barrett, at the end of the day, will end up being worse than Sandra Day O'Connor. All right, we're going to tell you how we fix this problem, but it's going to take some intestinal fortitude. And I know our president has it. The question is, will Marco Rubio, will Kash Patel, and others fall in line? So stay with us. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for, again, an update on traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is, once again, Pontoon Johnson.
Oh, you heard that, did you?
I hear everything.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I know.
That's why I can put fake news in there and you'll fall for it.
Be very careful.
Now, I was driving around a big thunderstorm yesterday in Central Florida, and a couple of spots, the water was up to the brake lining. And, you know, you kind of slow down. You watch these idiots go flying through these ponds, and they're just all over the place. They're sideways and backwards. You think, what are you looking at? You know, just take your time. Big delay this morning, eastbound I-70, leaving Mount Airy, coming in as you're moving past the 68-mile marker. Up ahead, there is a wreck with an overturned vehicle. Now, I'm not sure what type of vehicle, but it has pretty much everything blocked on the eastbound side. One report said we could be getting the shoulder by eastbound. But in the meantime, the only road that runs parallel right there is Route 144. But that's taking three lanes of interstate traffic and moving it over onto a side road. So a big delay right now for the traffic coming in from Frederick, from Newmarket, Mount Airy, trying to get in eventually towards Woodbine Road. I don't think there's much of a backup, but you could be a little bit slow on the westbound side as well. Could start for both the Harbor Tunnels. We filled in just a bit on the west side beltway already between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Extreme heat wave is in effect now through Independence Day. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Will feel well over 100. Overnight temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, high will be over 100 with a heat index somewhere between 105 and 115. So it's going to be hot. And that leads me to the question, what the hell is that going to do to the power grid? So I'm really concerned about that.
Hey, you know what else happens when it's that hot? The roadway buckles.
Mm-hmm.
You get railroad tracks start to buckle, and you know everything happens like that.
Yeah, it's a domino effect, as they say.
Yeah.
Right now, already it is 76 in Annapolis, 73 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Supreme Court, as we have been discussing, has struck down President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship. Trump says that's okay. I'm banning "Born in the USA" on 4th of July. Not going to have that song anymore.
He's trying to figure out another way around it. If there is one, he'll find it.
Yeah, there are ways around it, but as I said earlier, it's going to take some guts to do it.
Yeah. And he's got the guts.
Yeah, he's got them, but does Congress? That's the question.
Yeah, right.
A middle school in New Jersey has launched an investigation after a photo of Adolf Hitler as a baby ended up in the yearbook.
What?
And apparently the mustache was a dead giveaway.
Early puberty?
White House has been construction on a new helipad. Good news, they won't have to tear down the West Wing in order to make room for it. Did you hear about the fireworks coming this Saturday night? They usually start around 9:30, last about 25 minutes. This year's fireworks on the National Mall will start at 11 p.m. and will last a whole hour.
Wow.
It's going to be late, but it's going to be one of those things you're going to want to stay up for.
It'll be a beauty.
Yeah. Governor Moore is going to hold his own fireworks show after he tells his wife he didn't really get the Bronze Star. The world now has a total of 3,300 billionaires. And it's going to go up by one as soon as Travis says I do. It's International Chicken Wing Day today, of course.
Oh, good.
You like chicken wings?
Oh, who doesn't?
Okay, ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch.
I like both. I get both, and I could dip one, and the next one goes blue cheese, then I go ranch. I alternate back and forth. Mm-hmm. And the hotter, the better. Independence Day is a big one. Remember this song?
Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
We will not see another Saturday, 4th of July, until 2037. So get out there and celebrate as the Saturday in the Park, Chicago, Windy City 7. And as we get into the knockout round for the World Cup tonight, it's the USA versus Bosnia-Herzegovina, 8 p.m. Eastern. Fox says viewership has been booming. Fox Sports reports 84 million Americans have watched at least some of its coverage through June the 25th. Again, knockout round tonight, and good luck to Team USA. And I've watched both Team USA games, or matches, as they say, but I haven't watched anything else. Have you watched any soccer at all, Maggie?
I haven't.
You have
I'm
not.
A loser. I'm
where is
sorry.
Where is your patriotism
in
supporting
usually,
Team USA?
Usually,
besides lifting
I'm not
a
here,
red,
I'm
white, and blue.
I'm taking care of my house and my granddaughter. I have no time.
You can put her on in the background, right?
I could.
Yeah.
But she won't like it too much.
No. Maybe I'll put her to sleep. Who knows?
All
right, we have a new singing sensation. She has now won the what's called Minionese Singing Competition. Minions and Monsters premieres at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles for this weekend. Here's 26-year-old Rinia Kando singing her Minion cover of I'll Be There by the Jackson 5. She's
to sing it like a minion. That's the whole thing. She won a golden banana trophy for the event Sunday night. So
sing it like a minion.
Yeah, like a minion. And you could become one of Chuck's traffic minions.
Sorry, you call me Chuck. It's
easy
fine.
For me to say.
Yeah, Chuck. Why don't you shut up? Easy for you to say. How about easy for you to say goodbye? Shut up.
Well, bye-bye.
Oh, come on now. What, do you have short timer's disease?
Oh!
I'm counting the hours.
Yes,
it's time
you are.
The bar to be slide out.
That's right. Because none of us will be here. Friday. Oh, Kristen will. Kristen will be here on Friday with Jeff McDonald.
A quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Three vehicles involved in that wreck on I-70. One car and two trucks. One of those is overturned.
Very good. Thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Yep. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Your reaction to the Supreme Court. Again, very disappointing decisions on mail-in balloting. And now, of course, but the good news is that we did get a favorable ruling on the biological males competing in women's sports. But and that's great. That's a cultural win. But the more important is the what is happening to our sovereignty and our citizenship here in the good old USA. We'll tell you what Justice Roberts had to say. And we'll look at Justice Alito and Justice Thomas's dissent, as well as how do we fix this when Casey and Company continues.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
You know, when you're looking to sell your home, you know, it's serious business, and you want a serious player, somebody that will sell three times for more money, three times faster than the average realtor, and that person is Vinny Steo and your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny has a track record of over 20-plus years selling homes more on average and faster on average than other realtors. And that's the reason why I will be calling Vinny when it comes time for us to downsize and sell our home, and you should consider it as well. Because Vinny does give you that guarantee that once you sign on the dotted line and you agree to asking price and the time at which you want to sell your home, that it's guaranteed to sell. And if it doesn't sell that for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash at market rate. So keep Vinny in mind when it comes time to sell your home. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at VinnySteo.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is Pontoon Johnson.
That's a big delay. Eastbound I-70 coming through Mount Airy towards Woodbine Road. Three vehicles involved, and one of those, apparently a truck, is on its side. I saw another medic unit a couple of minutes ago arriving in that area. It's a multi-mile backup right now on the eastbound side coming up to the area. The 68-mile marker on the eastbound side of I-70. Again, the road that runs parallel can't handle all the interstate traffic, but an option, Route 144, could be used as a detour route through there. We're at the Bay Bridge. All is well. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. We're clear at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Still fairly quiet up at the top of the hill at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, extreme heat wave in effect, upper 90s, going to feel over triple digits today, and it's going to be hot and humid. Right now, 72 in Reisterstown, and it is 73, mostly cloudy in Ocean City. President Trump reacting to the Supreme Court birthright citizenship ruling, saying this is too bad for our country. We can easily make it up in Congress through legislation with support of the president that has now been determined during this process. No long and unwieldy constitutional amendment is necessary. Congress should start today to work on ending expensive and unfair to our country birthright citizenship. They will have my complete and total support. We'll tell you how to do that in just a second. Here's what Justice Roberts wrote. He was the majority opinion, 194 pages, joining Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Kavanaugh trying to split the baby and the three lefties on the court. He wrote, citizenship then and now was the majority was the right to have rights to freely participate in our political community. The framers of the 14th Amendment extended that promise to every freeborn person in this land. We keep that promise today. End of quote. Well, I went back and looked at the framers of the 14th Amendment. The original framer, Senator Jacob Howard, introduced the 14th Amendment on May 30th, 1866. And in it, this is a transcript from the Senate that day, he wrote, this will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, etc. The Supreme Court got this ruling 100% wrong today. A total travesty. And Roberts and now Amy Coney Barrett they've proven beyond a reasonable doubt they are not originalists. They're not textualists. The only true conservatives on the court really are Alito and Thomas. Occasionally Kavanaugh and Gorsuch cherry pick their way over to the conservative side. It is clear to me that Amy Coney Barrett is more of a centrist, a moderate. And Roberts just, again, I think, here's the question, which court is more liberal, the Warren Court or the Roberts Court? I mean, I think you could make an argument. Justice Alito and Thomas said the court today takes the extraordinary step of holding facially unconstitutional the president's order excluding from citizenship the children of foreign temporary visitors and illegal aliens. Thomas wrote both the Civil Rights Act and the Citizenship Clause guaranteed citizenship to persons born and domiciled in the United States, regardless of their race. Neither guaranteed citizenship to persons who were not domiciled in the United States. So those idiots that say domicile isn't part of this equation are just that. They're constitutional morons. Blacks were entitled to citizenship because they were Americans. They had no other homeland, owed no allegiance to any foreign power, and were subject to no other authority. They fought and bled in the same battles, gained and gloried in the same victories, and were liable to be called upon to defend America in a time of war, alongside every other citizen. So Justice Thomas nailed it. Justice Alito called the ruling, quote, this is one of the most important decisions in the history of the court, and in my judgment, the court has made a serious, serious mistake. Just like they did with Dred Scott, just like they did with Roe v. Wade, etc. So what happens now? Well, there's a number of things that could happen. One, I think there's already a bill that's been introduced, I think by a Republican congressman, in which they basically are now going to have pregnant foreigners going to be banned from the United States. So if you're a female who wants to come to the United States, you will be banned from doing so until your pregnancy has come to its full term. So we just can't risk it, can't afford it. This will be a Roberts requirement. And I think the Supreme Court now should own this. I also think that immediately we should, to the top of the list of mass deportations, it was criminal illegal aliens, the top of the list should be female illegal aliens. Because every female illegal alien has the potential to become pregnant, and with that pregnancy, that child will now become a U.S. citizen without any questions. So female illegal aliens go to the top of the list, then criminal illegal aliens, then we got to get the temporary protected status Haitians and Syrians out of the country. All illegal alien parents and relatives should go, of the anchor babies. They should go as well, immediately. And all other illegal aliens as well. So there's now, since the Supreme Court make them own this horrific decision, and President Trump, you could just say, Supreme Court warranted all illegal, I don't care if they're criminal, non-criminal, I don't care if they're working here for a living, contributing to the economy, get them out. All illegal aliens must go.
Bingo.
Pregnancy tests for U.S. travel visas must also be part of this equation. Senator Rand Paul has also introduced an amendment to end birthright citizenship for children of illegal aliens. The DOJ has now ordered federal prosecutors to crack down on birth tourism schemes nationwide, like those in China. There's much more to come on that. We'll get some of your calls and comments and your thoughts on the deportation, mass deportation priorities. I'd like to hear those as well. Right now, if you're a contractor and you're working a job or about ready to work a job, and again, if you're trying to keep that kitchen or remodeling project on time and on budget, timing matters. That's why you should get over to see Mike and his team at Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County. They help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops without making the process more complicated than it needs to be. If you need cabinets or countertops, granite, quartz, quartzite, they can help keep the job moving at an affordable price. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. Tell them I sent you. 6:30. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for the Baltimore area. In addition to that warning, Baltimore has declared a code red extreme heat alert through Saturday. Mayor Scott and the Baltimore Office of Emergency Management are urging residents to take immediate precautions and prepare for the prolonged stretch of heat. The city issues a code red when weather conditions are severe enough to present a considerable threat to the health and safety of residents. During the declaration, the city coordinates resources and public health messaging to help residents stay safe. And one person is dead and another is wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore City. Police were called to the 1300 block of Stockton Street at around 7:30 Tuesday night for a report of a shooting. And when officers arrived, they found a man with multiple gunshot wounds, and he was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. And shortly after 8:30 p.m., police were called to a hospital where a 15-year-old boy was being treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Investigators say the teen was shot in the 2100 block of Vine Street. And a Baltimore County man has been convicted in the shooting death of his 4-year-old son. Mark Jones Jr. was found guilty of second-degree murder for killing Jacoby Jones on Christmas Eve in 2024. Jones wounded the child's mother and 1-year-old sister during the incident in Rosedale and was also convicted on 2 counts of attempted second-degree murder. Jones was found not guilty of first-degree murder and first-degree attempted murder. Jones will be sentenced on September 11th. And Howard County police say a child is dead after a Tuesday afternoon accident in Ellicott City. Police say the girl was riding her bike in the 2000 block of Daniels Road when she fell off in the path of a dump truck that struck and killed her. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Custom Remodeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now, through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique. Peak's forever guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind. No ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop now is starting to fill in, and it's coming a little bit slow now, a little bit here, just south of 795. That's where it's going to start. It's going to go all the way down through Frederick Road. Pretty much the typical ride now for this time in the morning. Some delays now, both the Harbor Tunnels, especially 895 coming south of Eastern Avenue through O'Donnell Street, and we'll pick up some heavier traffic top of the hill on 95 from O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube was a little bit slow there just about 2 minutes ago when I looked at it, but I don't see anything in the tunnel. The big wreck is still there. One of these vehicles is overturned. 3 vehicles involved. Eastbound I-70 after Mount Airy. There's a multi-mile backup right now on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Extremely hot and humid starting today. Temperatures in the upper 90s. Feel like temperatures in the triple digits. No relief from the heat tonight. Very warm and mild with temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Things going from bad to worse at Camden Yards.
Oh! Colson Montgomery, back it goes! Get out! That one on to Utah Street.
John Schifrin with the call on the Chicago Sports Network. Yes, indeed. A monster shot for Colson Montgomery, 440 feet to right center off Orioles starter Trey Gibson. And that was just the beginning. Seven runs scored across the plate in the third as the White Sox pound the birds. 9-3 was the final. It's Baltimore's fourth loss in a row. They're sixth in their last seven, 11th in their last 16. After the game, the manager was at the mic.
There's 3 months left. You know, I think it's when you play every day and you're not playing your best baseball, it seems like a daunting task. And that's why you have to take each day at a time and attack each day. Go out there, compete, be prepared.
As the season draws worse, the manager's answers get much more deliberate. Meanwhile, as the wheels come off the season, the Boobirds have come out. Manager Albernaz addressing that situation in yesterday's pregame.
We're trying to go out there and win every night, and we have not been playing our best baseball. And the fans that are there, they're paying their hard-earned money to watch us play and win and play good baseball and competitive baseball, and they have every right to boo. And it's our job for us is to go out there and give the city and the fans something they can stand behind and have pride in.
Meanwhile, World Cup action yesterday in East Rutherford, New Jersey. France and Sweden, the game's greatest players playing the greatest in the biggest moments.
On the corner, here's Mbappe. He's got an angle. He's scored. And to say that had been coming would be one huge understatement.
The call was on Fox TV. Kylian Mbappe breaks the record for most goals in World Cup knockout matches, as two goals leading France to a dominant 3-0 win over Sweden at MetLife Stadium. Next up for France, Paraguay on July 4th in Philadelphia. Elsewhere, Norway advancing past the Ivory Coast and Mexico blanking Ecuador 2-0 was the final. Meanwhile, all eyes on the U.S. tonight as the men's national team takes on Bosnia and Herzegovina in a knockout game. Team manager Mauricio Pochettino saying his team has eyes on.
Like you say, the mentality is perfect. We are so, so happy in the way that we were working from the day one when we met in New York.
Game time is 8 p.m. on Fox from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. The USA hasn't won a knockout game since 2002. The time now is 6:37 when we return teams that are better than the Orioles.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
First of all,
by the way, I just don't mean to interrupt, but so the U.S. is playing two teams today.
They're playing
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
This is going to be a tough one.
I know.
It's two against one. That's never fair. Okay, and isn't the world? Isn't today about fairness? Like it, you know,
maybe
fairness
some of the
and
time.
Equity.
Why the world is not fair? Okay. We find that out very quickly.
So yeah, two teams against one. It's going to be quite a tall task. But you're going to watch tonight, right? 8 p.m.
Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
I'll watch maybe the first half. Then I got to go to bed.
Well, that's, of course, because you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, well, not that bad, but okay. 3.
All right. Well, maybe just won't go to sleep.
Yeah. I may just stay up. That's right. Be
maybe
sleep deprived.
Maybe the show will be better
tomorrow. Some of the best shows I've done have been sleep deprived.
That's to say. Maybe it'll be better. All right. Teams that are better than the Orioles. You would never put these five teams in the same sentence as being better than the Orioles, but here they are. The White Sox have had 10 losing seasons in their last 13. They're better than the Orioles. The Athletics have had 5 straight losing seasons. They're better than the Orioles. The Miami Marlins have had 14 losing seasons in their last 16. they're better than the Orioles. The Washington Nationals, 6 straight losing seasons. The Pittsburgh Pirates, 9 out of their last 10 seasons have been losing seasons.
Yeah, but the Nats won a World Series, what, in 18?
Well, back, okay, but I'm saying that's not included. But anyway, all 5 of these teams, perennial losers, have better records than the Orioles do this year. This is going to be a long summer.
Yeah, yes it is. I'm afraid that the worm has turned, as they say.
And my worm has turned, because remember four weeks ago, I was all about it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, look what's happened.
Yeah.
It's a long season, Sean.
It's the curse of Gary Stein is now.
It's the CGS.
Actually, it goes back to the firing of Cal Ripken Sr. Mm. That is when the curse began.
So what was that, 88?
Yeah.
Well.
So I mean, 83 was the last World Series. 89, we had that one, the why not year. Remember that?
Yeah, 89, right. Yeah,
and then after that.
Mickey Tellington.
After that, we had some, near playoff, near.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, right. But we've not been to the promised land since then. So I think
you're saying the curse is 38 years old.
Yes.
So it's not quite the Cubs curse or the Red Sox curse.
No, but it's growing.
It's growing.
It's growing each and every year that we do not get to the postseason.
Interesting.
Or the World Series.
I can't say you're wrong, Sean.
All right.
Although I do want to.
Thanks, Gary. All right, 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So your thoughts on my mass deportation priority list, all illegal aliens. We start with the female illegal aliens. And, again, President Trump says the birthright citizenship ruling, lays out this path forward to Congress. But, again, I don't know if we have enough heavy lifters in Congress. Not with Thune the buffoon and the rest of the GOP leadership. And not just because of this new ruling by the Supreme Court that every single person that gives birth, whether they be an illegal alien, whether they be a temporary visitor, birth tourist, visa overstays, what doesn't matter. If they're pregnant and they drop a baby here in the good old U.S. of A., if you pull into port on a ship in the port of Baltimore, and let's say you're a pregnant worker on a cruise ship in the port, and you give birth here, U.S. citizen. Even though you may have come from another country or happened, it doesn't matter. And maybe that'll start happening. Maybe now they'll just have cruises to the good old U.S. of A., where pregnant women can come, and you don't even have to touch U.S. soil. You can just be on the ship in U.S. territory. Automatic citizenship. Then there's the illegal aliens that are criminal, that are killing and maiming and raping and through drunk driving and others. And Jessica Gorman, the mother of Sheridan Gorman, the Loyola student who was murdered by one of Joe Biden's illegal aliens, went off yesterday on the Democrats during a House judiciary hearing. And boy, did she let him have it.
My Sheridan spent her whole life choosing others. Today, I'm just asking this committee in our Congress and our country to choose her. She was worth protecting. She was worth saving. And she was worth your brave vote. To all of those who have supported us, who have prayed for us, who have cried with us, and to those who have had the courage to speak out and say Sheridan's name, thank you. Because every time you say her name, you give a piece of her back to us. You remind the world that Sheridan was not a talking point. She wasn't a statistic or a headline. She was our daughter. She will always be my sweet sunshine. And if the people who failed her would rather look away than I'm asking the rest of you to look right at her. Here she is. There's she and I. Here she is. This is taken the day before she died. Say her name, tell her story, and demand better. Because my Sheridan Grace Gorman should still be alive. And no mother should have to stand where I am standing. Begging! Elected leaders to value my child's life after it's already too late. I cried when I came into the room. I saw this poster that you made. It says, at every stop, the system had a chance to stop him. At every step, it failed. And my daughter paid for those failures, your failures, with her life. No family should ever have to bury a child because public officials fail to put American lives first. I'm just asking you to choose us. We choose you. We choose you. Choose us. Why does my child matter less than an illegal immigrant? Why?
Great questions, and you can just feel the passion and the void that that mom, that angel mom, feels. And I would say, Democrats, you should be ashamed, but Democrats no longer have any shame. They've become a party of Nazis, of radical Muslims, of trans killers, and of course, just monsters. Monsters are walking among us freely now, thanks to the Democrat Party. 6:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, back out here on I-70 eastbound. The wreck is after Ridge Road at Route 27 as you're coming in from Mount Airy and into the wreck, which is up ahead near the ramp at the 68-mile marker. It's just beyond that, and it's still pretty much backed up right there. Now, just saw something a little disturbing. Some of this traffic sees the brake lights, and they're starting to back down the entrance ramp from Route 27, so that's not good. So if you're coming on that ramp to head east, which most of the locals are not doing, you're going to find some people are backing up on that ramp, which is illegal and also very much unsafe. So heads up, you may see something that you're normally not accustomed to. A lot of this traffic still has to go over and pick up 144 Frederick Road as the detour route. There's a new minor wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Connecticut Avenue. They just got those vehicles off to the side. And in the meantime, we'll have the normal delay pushing back towards New Hampshire Avenue. We're up to about a 10-minute delay now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, a little more than five going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and some brake lights on the west side outer loop already, 795 to Frederick Road. The contractor who works during rush hour has set up for business now, northbound 95. They block a lane at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Extreme heat wave is in effect for the next 4 days or so. Highs will be in the upper 90s today. It'll feel well over 100 with the heat index, and then things start heating up again Thursday through Sunday, including Independence Day. It's going to be very, very hot. Right now, 75 in the Severn, 75 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Butterball Johnson.
Got some Jell-O for you today.
Do I like Jell-O?
Yum.
Everybody likes Jell-O.
There's always room for Jell-O.
There we go.
Taco Bell is eyeing the expansion of its regional chili cheese burrito, which was a limited-time test of the $3 chili cheese menu in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, of course, they're going to expand it nationwide for just $3. Oh. You get the chili cheese burrito, the new mini chili cheese bowl, and the new chili cheese nachos.
That's an SPD.
Each item worth $3. Elsewhere, Sonic is launching the brand new $2.50 menu in celebration of America's 250th birthday. It's called the, let's see, here's what you get for $2.50 each. Red, white, and blue slush float, a junior double cheeseburger, all-American hot dog, and medium onion rings.
Wow.
$2.50.
Who's that?
Sonic.
Sonic.
Available now through July the 12th.
What time do they open today? I'll go buy it.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
That's a
junior double cheeseburger, hot dog, medium onion rings, and the red, white, and blue slush float.
Wow. Or slush float. Wow.
$2.50.
You better get a charcoal filter for your driver's seat.
And a gas mask for the passenger.
Oh, the hell with them.
Subway Canada started rolling out inventing a new menu item that blurs the line between sub sandwiches and hot dogs. It's called the Sub Dog.
Sub Dog.
It replaces the traditional hot dog bun with Subway's signature sub bread, swaps deli meat for an all-beef footlong Frank, and lets customers customize.
Footlong Frank. I knew him.
Footlong Frank.
That's what they used to call him. That's what they said.
That's right. It's limited short hands.
Yeah.
Foot. So it didn't really do him. Didn't all that well, did it?
I just had a visual of that. It's not good.
No, it's not.
I'm blind.
That might be the worst ever.
Yes.
All right. I can't even go anymore.
I have to go throw
up. I'm done. I
taste vomit.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
All right.
6:48. Governor Moore weighing in on the Supreme Court birthright citizenship decision. He says, as the son of an immigrant single mom, I would not be here today without the promise this country makes to every child born on its land. You belong here no matter where your parents came from or how much money they had in their pocket. For generations, the promise that every child born on American soil is an American citizen has been woven into the very fabric of our Constitution. Today's ruling affirms that promise. He says the White House does not get to pick and choose who has the right to be an American. No, but the executive branch and the president does have the right to exclude classes of people that could come to this country that could undermine the Constitution, and that could undermine the, you know, from a safety perspective standpoint, and of course, just imagine now. Here's the argument that we could throw our borders wide open to everyone in the world would be welcome. Anybody in the world that wants to conceive in another country and makes it to the United States would then become an American citizen. That's what the ruling means, and that would just overwhelm our country. A country without borders is not a sovereign country. A country that cannot define its citizenry is not a sovereign country. So there you have it. And this is from a party that can't define what a woman is, that tried to allow biological males into women's locker rooms and sporting events. And the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday voted to allow states to ban transgender biological males from girls' sports in a massive win for these red states. It was a 6-3 win again there. So at least, by the way, Justice Kavanaugh used to be a coach for women's sports, girls' sports. So he did have that experience and that perspective. But what it doesn't do, it doesn't change Title IX at the federal level. So that, I'm sure, will be challenged by the left as soon as possible. All right. America is turning 250 years old, and Rescue Natural Supplements is celebrating in a big way. For a limited time, you can honor 250 years of freedom with special Rescue Savings event. Buy any two or more single bottles of Rescue Natural Supplements and save 50% with the code FREEDOM250. That's right. Mix and match your favorite premium supplements and enjoy half off every bottle, whether you're looking for quality omega-3s, natural cholesterol solutions, weight loss, or joint comfort formulas. Now's the perfect time to stock up and save. For over 40 years, Rescue has delivered research-backed wellness solutions and high-quality ingredients that you know you can trust. I've been taking their products for at least 20 years. And with prices rising everywhere, there's never been a better time to save on the supplements that you need the most. So here's what you do. Go to res-q.com, mix and match site-wide, use the code FREEDOM250, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Because freedom feels even better when you're saving 50%. Shop online today, res-q.com, freedom250, and all you do is buy any two or more single bottles and save 50% off with that code freedom250.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The excitement of Oreo season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees.
Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Don't forget, coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, very busy hour for you, Drew Sullins of Sinclair Broadcasting, Spotlight on Maryland. He's the one who's been investigating and doing all the stories and pieces on Westmore's military records. He's going to join us to give us the latest on that. 8:30 news, right after 8:30 news this morning. Dan Cox will be here to join us to discuss his campaign moving forward. And the big fall election is about 4 months away. There's a lot of ground to cover. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And here's a man that covers a lot of ground each and every day with his traffic reports, Lugnuts Johnson.
Eastbound I-70, still the problem. East of Mount Airy, the three vehicles involved, one of these was a truck, was overturned after you leave the ramp. at the Route 27. So we see some of the traffic getting off 144 runs parallel. Frederick Road runs parallel, but there really is not set up to run the interstate traffic, but that's where it is right now. And you'll go in from there to at least Route 94, maybe as far in as Route 32 before you come back up to I-70. That's a multi-mile backup right now on the eastbound side. Delays now at both the harbor tunnels up to 15 minutes and growing. 95 South is now backed up to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 southbound is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday today. Heat wave in effect today. Extreme heat, upper 90s. It'll feel over triple digits. Overnight temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now we're 76 in Baltimore, 75 in Glen Burnie. As Governor Wes Moore prepares to deliver his alleged patriotic speech on 4th of July from the State House, some Maryland residents believe the governor's speech should go far beyond patriotism. We'll get to them in just a second. But Delegate Matt Morgan was on with Fox 45 the other night talking about the governor trying to steal President Trump's thunder and launch himself into a national presidential campaign.
This is the governor that wasted a $5.5 billion surplus. He's raised energy bills by providing numerous green mandates. Just a couple weeks ago, he set up a immigration protection task force. We wish he would focus more on Maryland. He keeps interjecting himself into these national politics. This news comes only a few days, really, after he's talking about changing the Maryland Constitution as far as redistricting goes. I think it's troublesome.
Yeah, here's a guy that's talking about questioning President Trump's patriotism, saying he's not up to meeting the moment, and that patriotism isn't nationalism, blah, 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 blah. But this is a guy that wants to change the Constitution to deny Republicans voting a district in Andy Harris, completely wipe out Republican representation in Congress. So that shows you he's been captured by the progressive Marxists here in Maryland and owes everything to them. Jeff Abel of Fox 45 set up his soapbox in Dundalk yesterday and got voter reaction to Governor Moore trying to challenge the president on Independence Day.
In March, we were chased on our street. A person had a beanie, put his mask down, pointed a gun at my husband.
Governor Moore claims crime is down. Crime's not down.
I feel like a lot more people need to speak up about the bridge. I mean, that's a big factor.
I would like to hear from the governor, how is patriotism related to bankrupting our state?
Yeah. And that's exactly what has happened and will happen again next year. This was an election year, so they didn't get any massive tax increases. Just a small gas tax increase starting today based on indexing to inflation. But one Dundalk resident said the fact that he should respect the office of presidency if he doesn't respect President Trump.
I believe that in the spirit of patriotism, that Moore needs to acknowledge that he hasn't fixed our problems, that we are still somewhat divisive, and he's added to the divisiveness by attacking our president. He may not respect the president, but he needs to respect the office.
And that is something that clearly they've been at each other's at odds, of course, and because he's got, you know, he thinks he's going to be president one day. And look, stranger things have happened. Barack Hussein Obama. But other voters in Dundalk and elsewhere saying that this, I think, probably not a good look for Governor Moore, but some of them may actually try to watch it this Saturday.
Where is he? Where's the bridge? Where is he? And where's the money?
He is gaslighting the public. He has not admitted our hurt, our pain points. My electric bill doubled in January.
I just want somebody truthful, honestly. That's all I ask.
Can you trust the governor?
From everything I've read, no.
How much confidence do you have in the governor?
I will have my confidence when I see action and things and results.
Will you be watching on Saturday?
I think so.
Do you plan to watch the address on Saturday?
Depending on the time. As I said, the parade comes through here.
Will you be watching?
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching.
Will you watch the speech?
No, absolutely not. I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, that's probably most, folks' opinion on that. Anthony's in Frederick. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Yes,
sir.
Good morning.
Yes, so I just wanted to say I have a theory on why I believe the Supreme Court makes decisions that just make everyone's head scratch. I don't think I think the Supreme Court has its own agenda. And essentially, they just want to make sure they remain relevant. So no matter what the issue is, they want to make sure that they give.
Well, you're starting to break up there, Anthony, on your phone. But I think I got the gist of what you're saying, and thanks for the call. Do you think that they want to remain relevant in today's world, especially Justice Roberts? He doesn't want the Supreme Court to be marginalized. But here's the thing. That theory would hold up if it were both liberals and conservatives crossing the line to make head-scratching rulings. It's only the alleged conservative justices doing so. Very rarely will you find one of the leftists on the court doing that. So I just think that, interesting theory, but I would part company with it on that. Coming up next, concerns about Baltimore juvenile crime. All right, it's WCBM Baltimore. It's coming up on 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Socialism on the march in the U.S. Democratic Socialist beats a 30-year incumbent in Colorado's Democratic primary for the U.S. House.
It was a stunning defeat Tuesday for 30-year incumbent Diana DeGette, losing to a 29-year-old former lawyer and Democratic Socialist in the 1st Congressional District.
I'm Maylock, heroes! We will not wait to take the fight to Donald Trump!
Audio courtesy of KMGH. In other races, U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper fended off State Senator and Progressive Julie Gonzalez. And in the race for Colorado Governor, State Attorney General Phil Weiser won the Democratic primary and is favored to win in November. I'm Donna Water.
On Capitol Hill, the House leadership abruptly canceled votes yesterday, sending lawmakers home early. Speaker Mike Johnson's majority once again gridlocked by rebellious Republicans rejecting their own party's agenda.
More than a dozen conservatives in the House continued their blockade in protest of the stalled Save America Act in the Senate. Lawmakers voting 198 to 224 against advancing a bunch of legislative items, including a must-pass defense bill that will be paired with the Save America Act. 14 Republicans voting no. Among the holdouts, Florida's Anna Paulina Luna, Chip Roy from Texas, Thomas Massey from Kentucky, and Lauren Boebert of Colorado. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling the hardball tactics self-defeating for Republicans and the president's agenda.
And that's correspondent Laura Winters reporting. President Trump has announced that Republicans will be holding their first ever national convention ahead of the all-important midterm elections. That convention to be held in Dallas, September 9th and 10th. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 110 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're back out in Mount Airy looking at I-70 eastbound after Route 27, and it looks like the traffic eastbound might be a little better now, so we're waiting for an update from the scene. The wreck was three vehicles involved. One was overturned, and for a while they had all the eastbound lanes blocked at US 27, or make that Route 27, and sending them over onto Frederick Road onto 144. Now
the traffic is moving again and the pace right here looks better. So we'll try to get a confirmation on that, see if we have any more lanes open on the eastbound side. That would be great news through there. Beltway on the west side, still the heavy spot, 795 down to Frederick Road, 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels and the JFX. You're clear, you're looking good now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, extremely hot and humid starting today. Temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits. No relief from the heat tonight. Very warm and mild with temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Abingdon and 74 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Howard County Fire Department says one person is dead following a kitchen fire in Columbia. Firefighters were called to an apartment in the 11,500 block of Little Patuxent Parkway shortly before 6 p.m. for a report of smoke in the building. Officials say the victim was in cardiac arrest when found by firefighters and died at the scene despite resuscitation efforts. The person's name has not been released and the fire remains under investigation. And as Governor Wes Moore prepares to deliver a 4th of July address from the State House, some Maryland residents believe the governor's speech should go far beyond patriotism. In Dundalk, longtime residents said the state has ignored their pleas for help surrounding crime, drug activity, and rising costs. They hope the governor would center his Saturday address on community improvements. And during a town hall Monday, Baltimore County leaders heard from residents and several public safety concerns in Towson, including juvenile crime. The winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 511. The pick four, 4848. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, unfortunately for the Birds, though, Trey Gibson was not the answer last night at Camden Yard.
Perez well hit into right center field. Looking up, and this one is out of here. Second career home run for Junior Perez.
Wow, John Schifrin had the call amid the Baltimore Boo Birds on the Chicago Sports Network. Junior Perez, the number nine hitter with a three-run shot off Gibson to cap a seven-run second as the White Sox pound the Orioles for the second straight night. 9-3 was the final last night, sending the Birds to a season-low nine games under 500. After the game, manager Albanez with a message to the young Gibson.
Days like this are going to happen, especially, you know, for a young pitcher. Sometimes it's tough to realize that, but the way he went out and still competed, like, is something that he should hang his hat on. You know?
Now, daytime baseball for you this afternoon, and as of this moment, the Orioles pitcher is still listed as TBD. There is a possibility that Dean Kramer could be reinstated from the injured list to make the start, but it has not officially been locked in. NBA news, LeBron James, voted Time Magazine's most influential athlete of the century, will return for an unprecedented a 24th season in the NBA, but it won't be with the Lakers. No word from the King if he expects this season to be his last. And finally, some sad news to report this morning. The mother of Ravens defensive lineman Calais Campbell has been found dead inside her Atlanta townhome. 71-year-old Nateel Campbell was found after concerned family members had asked Atlanta police to perform a welfare check. Nateel Campbell's other son, Sierre Campbell, was arrested at the scene and booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA looking for the knockout punch. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
1 hour from now, Drew Sullins will join us. He, of course, in Claire's Spotlight on Maryland. Has written a series of investigative stories on Westmore and his military records. We'll give you the latest on that. Another piece today by Gary Collins in the Sun paper. And in about an hour and a half, Dan Cox will join us to talk about his campaign to unseat Westmore this coming fall. But coming up in this hour, a Colorado-radical defeats a 15-term Democrat, and the Democrat socialists are now freely admitting what their goal is. We'll share that with you. Fascinating hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill, the MK Ultra hearings held by Anna Paulina Luna. This stuff is very, very disturbing. And if they can lie about this, they can lie about anything, folks, when it comes to jabs, you name it. Your government doesn't always have your best interest at heart. But our top story here today, Baltimore County continues to grapple with crime concerns, especially when it comes to juvenile crime. And there was a town hall meeting the other night. We played some of it for you yesterday. This is part two today. I want to listen as many residents. In fact, one guy came up, and I remember saying, if you guys don't get a grip on this pretty soon, people are going to start taking the law into their own hands. You know what the number one movie online was over the weekend? Citizen Vigilante has been banned in Germany. And people are getting really upset, and not just here in the United States, but in Europe, everywhere else. So I'm not advocating that. I'm not saying I wish it to happen. But when you don't enforce the law, when you don't keep order, anarchy will fill the vacuum. And that's slowly happening in Baltimore County. First, we'll hear from Betsy Fox Tolentino, and then the Baltimore County State's Attorney, Scott Schellenberger.
The one thing we do know is that our crime stats are down in the region. People are constantly inundated with things. So I think we magnify the crime we do have.
Yeah, that's my bad. That's Councilman Mike Ertel. So Mike Ertel is living in La La Land. He doesn't want to admit that crime is a problem in the Towson area, Towson down, because let's say it hurts business. So he's trying to protect business by putting his head in the sand. But the residents know. The residents know because they are testifying at the town hall about carjackings, about teen meetups, about brutal assaults on the sidewalks, about people have been accosted in Towson Town Center, etc. And now we have Betsy Fox Tolentino with Scott Schellenberger.
Over 85% of the young people charged with handgun possession and first degree assault find their way back to the juvenile system or have their cases dismissed. If we start their cases in juvenile court, we're able to apply that accountability much sooner. It also puts the state's attorneys in the driver's seat.
Ms. Tolentino is right. I can ask a court to waive them up or transfer them up to adult court, but it's a very long process. It's a very difficult process. And although the burden is low, the burden is on us. Don't let them start every case in juvenile court.
But what they're missing here is they're focusing on the process. Not the end result, okay? The end result should be punishment, consequences, accountability for any juvenile that breaks the law. And as I've said repeatedly, the first time you get their attention is the first time they break the law and they know, hey, I'm not going to get away with this. You're not going to get away with this. But the repeated slapping on the wrist, the ankle monitors, which they don't even bother monitoring, they can talk to their blue in the face about, does it start in adult court? Does it start in juvenile court? But at the end of the day is the end result. And if the end result does not guarantee consequences or accountability, all of it is for naught. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Pontoon Johnson.
15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound with the lanes open. Very busy right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction today, it looks like they threw a little curve in here. Normally, they block the left-hand lane in Harford County. They worked during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24. The indications are today they're blocking the right lane. And already, at least a half mile back up, maybe a little bit longer there on the northbound side. Back in Annapolis, looking at the Bay Bridge, everything's good there. Top of the hill is slowing now on I-97 southbound through Route 32. That gets better after the bridge at 178. So that's a typical ride there. Eastbound I-70 still struggling east of Mount Airy coming into Howard County. Three vehicles involved with the wreck after Route 27 and we're still backed up. One of those vehicles was overturned and there's still a big delay on the eastbound side. 144, which is Frederick Road, is taking the hit as the primary detour route through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, extreme heat wave in effect. Upper 90s going to feel over triple digits today, even hotter tomorrow, all the way through Independence Day. So we're going to have a little bit of a heat wave here, a heat stretch over the next several days. Right now we're looking at, it is partly cloudy, 75 in Reisterstown, and it is 77 in Severn. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right. The murder mullahs of Iran continue to play games with the peace talks. Now they're saying that they're ready for war if this peace deal doesn't, if they don't get what they want, that they want control of the Strait of Hormuz. They want to keep the nuclear dust. That ain't going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see how serious they are. And President Trump has been, I think, inordinately patient with the murder mullahs after demanding unconditional surrender. They're now even talking about they don't even want to surrender. They claim they need the nuclear dust to have a nuclear program for energy. That is not necessary at all. But the president also trolling the Supreme Court, congratulating Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. And China, he said, quote, I would like to congratulate President Xi and the great country of China on their massive birthright citizenship win. End of quote. Isn't it amazing to me how the left, again, they argue so vehemently, including Westmore, about birthright citizenship, but not so much about birth itself. Isn't that amazing? We have enshrined abortion into the Constitution here in the state of Maryland. They could care less about birth, but a birthright citizenship, because it means future votes for the Democrats. They're all for that. Wow. President Trump announces the first Republican midterm convention. It is going to be held a two-day event in Dallas. He said it will be September 9th through the 10th. Quote, for the first time ever, the Republican Party will hold a midterm convention. It'll be in Dallas, Texas, one of my favorite places in the world. It'll be fantastic. It has never been done before. It will be a truly historic event. And he's calling it the Great American Comeback and will feature Americans from a broad cross-section in the country. Justice Thomas recently had some comments about progressivism, which is infecting the once great Democrat Party.
Progressivism seeks to replace the basic premises of the Declaration of Independence and hence our form of government. It holds that our rights and our dignities come not from God, but from government. It requires of the people a subservience and weakness incompatible with a constitution premised on the transcendent origin of our rights.
Indeed, and he nailed it. Love Justice Thomas and Justice Alito, and again in the mold of Justice Scalia. 1 year after President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law, Treasury now has the data and the tax cuts delivered. for working Americans. According to Americans for Tax Reform, 97% of tax filers received a tax cut under Trump's tax package. 141 million Americans, 96% of those who received a tax cut, earning less than $200,000 a year, and nearly 70% earning less than $100,000 a year. So the tax cuts did work, and he delivered on those. No tax on tips also delivering for Americans. 7.5 million Americans claimed no tax on tips this tax season. The average tax cut topped $1,300 from workers' tipped wages, and 90% of claimants earning under $100,000. So all of it in the one big beautiful bill working to help Americans and middle class Americans. Steve Bannon of the War Room has a message for his good friend, Kash Patel, the FBI director, that he's tired of seeing the crime data, and he wants to see some real action. That means some of the people that stole the election, some of the people that were responsible behind J6 and so many other criminal actions, they need to start going to jail.
Hey, Kash, I love you, brother, but I don't want to hear any more statistics about how crime's coming down, all that. We want to see perp walks of the deep state. We want to see perp walks of who stole 2020. We want to see get on with it, why we can still get on with it. Nobody believes the crime statistics anyway. I'm sorry. They still don't feel comfortable walking down a street in Memphis, these other places, unless they see the National Guard that President Trump will put in. So knock it off. No more stats. I don't want to hear any more crime stats. I want to see perp walks. I want to see the Soros's perp walked. That's what we want to see. Perp walk George Soros, all good. Then you can give me crime stats. We'll have a whole special. Just repeat the crime stats over the country. But no, when New York City's been taken over, and Minnesota's taken over, and Chicago's taken over, and Seattle's taken over, and Portland, and San Francisco, and Los Angeles, when we can't send Bovino in to do mass deportations, I don't want to hear any crime statistics. I just don't. It's not going to move the needle. It's not going to matter in any voting. Let's have some urgency. Let's light a fire.
Well, just a day before that rant, the Justice Department announced they are launching a grand jury probe into Marxist mogul Neville Roy Singham's funding of leftist groups. So we'll see if that bears any fruit or not. And a great photo opportunity yesterday. Gold Star mom and a political prisoner, Tina Peters, was at the White House yesterday, invited by President Trump after she was freed from prison. Earlier this month, of course, Free Tina was a rallying cry of the GOP over the last 2 years, the president pointed out. And there she was in the Oval Office taking a picture with President Trump. And good to see Tina is feeling better and is out and about. That's the way it went down 528 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Still to come on Casey and Company, more on the juvenile crime concerns in Baltimore County. We'll get your calls and comments in just a moment.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops, from cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite. They can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
December 22, don't forget, Drew Sullins joins us at the top of the hour. at 8 o'clock on the latest on his investigative series, Spotlight on Maryland, on Westmore's military records, that big photograph that broke over the weekend showing him not receiving the Bronze Star, instead an Army Commendation Medal, or ARCOM as it is known. So we'll get the latest from Drew, his first appearance on radio, to my knowledge. Again, we also talk to Dan Cox about an hour and 15 minutes from now on his campaign to unseat and upset Wes Moore this coming fall. 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The backup on I-70 in Howard County coming through Mount Airy is getting worse now. It's a dead stop right here at Route 27, and the accident is still at least 2 miles up ahead. Three vehicles involved. One of those was overturned. That's a big delay. Some traffic is on Frederick Road on 144. Not a good day with the temperatures rising to be stopped in traffic on the interstate. But if you're coming in from Frederick this morning, that's a big delay. 68-mile marker for the traffic eastbound. There's also a new wreck in Howard County. Busy area, southbound Route 29, right at the ramp and the split at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, extreme heat wave in effect. Highs in the upper 90s, going to feel well over 100 degrees, and then just things get hotter from here on out through Independence Day. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 75 in the Baltimore City, and 77 on the Eastern Shore in Stevensville. And I want to tell you about the juvenile crime concerns. Delegate Kathy Shalega, who represents Baltimore County, is blaming Democrats specifically and elected officials for the wave of juvenile crime.
The police are doing what they can, but unfortunately, the politicians in Annapolis have made their job harder. And eventually, the police say, you know, this is a revolving door. We really need to address this crime problem in Towson. It's affecting the people that live there, first and foremost, but it's affecting the businesses. It's even going to affect property, the price of property.
Yeah, and that's something both the city and the county share a concern about, because, you know, juvenile, thug crime isn't limited to boundaries from the city and the county. They cross over from the city into the county, and here are some concerns expressed by city leaders and county leaders.
Juvenile crime remains one of the most significant public safety challenges we face.
We need to build a new system from the ground up.
We need folks, politicians across the region, to say there really is a problem and not put their head in the sand and say, oh, it's just perception. This isn't perception. There's really a crime problem going on.
So you have the police commissioner, you have Mayor Scott, Democrat, and you have Kathy Shalega, Republican, all in agreement that this is a problem. Why can't they seem to fix it? That is the question. Let's go to Herb in Easton. Good morning, Herb. Herb, are you there? Herb could not hang or fell out of the cell. Steve in Reisterstown.
Hey, Sean. If you don't post the crime stats as far as juveniles and maybe around 18 years old, if you don't post them, then wouldn't that make the number of crimes go down?
Yeah.
That's just simple math.
Yeah. I'm sure they have the data. But I'm not even sure they keep data on juvenile crime. I know they do it on adult crime. I'm not sure if the FBI, which all data is gathered and sent to the FBI, I know for a fact they accumulate the adult crime data. I'm not sure the juvenile crime data is shared.
How about the fact that there's another incident on the news? The news is a lot to blame, too, where a juvenile, I believe, raped two kids or sexually assaulted two young girls, and they won't tell the age. I mean, they're not exposed. The parents aren't exposed. Throw some names out. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this idea of protecting juvenile identity is for the birds. I think also, that once you reach a certain age, it could be 13. It used to be, age of reason is 7. So, you know, once you're 7 or 8, you know the difference between right and wrong. And maybe we give a little grace period there, but I think that once they reach age 13 and they're in that puberty mode, I think that if you've committed a crime, you should be identified. I think you should be named and shamed, and I think your parents ought to names ought as well. 100%.
And there's been no jails built, and I don't see nothing wrong with sending these juveniles to military academies, even if we got to pay for it. Thanks.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. We've tried that. We've tried boot camps. We've tried military academies. And for some reason, I don't know why, sometimes, you know, there's a state incompetence, state bureaucracy. Sometimes you pick the wrong private contractor and they don't have proper supervision. It's all part of it, all part of the ongoing problem. So we'll have to wait and see. But this is not going away because the laws currently protect juveniles, protect the juvenile criminal and their parents. I mean, I remember Ivan Bates saying they were going to hold parents accountable. I think of why there's only one case, I think, where a parent went and assisted in a fight or something like that at a city high school. I can't remember the name of the parent or the high school, but I can just remember one case where Ivan Bates charged a parent for aiding and abetting in that assault. But I'm talking about stuff like, if your child is out after curfew, if your child is out committing crimes, carjacking, and they're 11, 12, 13, 14, to me, that is parental neglect. That is a form of child abuse when you bring a child into this world and you don't properly supervise, monitor, or otherwise punish that child. I mean, you're asking, you know, the state to bear the burden, and you have law-abiding citizens, and some in their very own communities that are being victimized repeatedly by these juvenile thugs. The state can't watch them because they don't have enough people on the ankle monitors. That's been freely admitted. I know Mackenzie Frost did a whole piece on that. We'll talk with Mackenzie tomorrow here on the show. To me, it's an ongoing problem. Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Interrogation Protection Act, the Juvenile Youth Charging Reform Act. In the last three General Insane Asylum sessions, they've done each year something to protect the juvenile thug even more. So there's no stomach for it in the Democrat Party, and specifically with elected black leaders who want to make excuses and not hold folks responsible for their crimes. Coming up next, fascinating hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill about the secret CIA program called MK Ultra. We'll tell you what that's all about in just a second. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore police say the department has seized 45 dirt bikes and 16 ATVs across the city so far this year. This past weekend, illegal dirt bike enforcement resulted in the seizure of 10 dirt bikes and vehicles, according to BPD. Video obtained by some partners at the Baltimore Sun captured what BPD described as hundreds of riders near the intersection of Reisterstown Road and Drood Park Drive in North Baltimore. Officers dispersed the crowd and seized some of the 10 dirt bikes from the location. In South Baltimore, the department also issued civil citations to two gas stations for fueling participants involved in the illegal dirt bike activity, including at 101 West Patapsco Avenue and 3601 Poteet Street. And a shooting in West Baltimore left one man dead on Tuesday evening, according to the Baltimore Police Department. On June 30th at approximately 7:35 p.m., officers responded to the 1300 block of Stockton Street for a reported shooting. Upon arrival, officers located an unidentified man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The victim was transported to an area hospital and was pronounced deceased by hospital staff. Homicide detectives responded to the scene and began an investigation. And July 1st marks the start of a wide range of new laws across Maryland covering a variety of areas from cell phones in schools to free cancer screenings for volunteer firefighters. One of the laws that are set to take effect, Maryland gas tax increases. While it's not a new law, drivers in Maryland will pay more at the pump beginning July 1st as the state's fuel tax adjusts upward. The gasoline tax will increase to 46.6 cents per gallon, while the diesel tax will rise to 47.5 cents per gallon. State officials say the revenue helps fund transportation projects, including road and bridge maintenance across Maryland. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah, with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup now on 95 South, trying to work your way down from Moravia Road to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some of that is compounded with a broken down vehicle reported southbound at the top of the hill near O'Donnell Street and the Keith Avenue ramp. One report said it was in the left-hand lane. It's adding to that backup, which now is a 30-minute delay beginning at Moravia Road on 95 South. 895 is backed up not quite to Pulaski Highway, so at least 20 to 25 minutes there at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Big delays, Howard County, Mount Airy, still working on the wreck. One of the vehicles was overturned eastbound I-70 after Route 27. That's a major backup there. Then we had the wreck at the split, southbound Route 29 at the ramp onto Route 100. Construction delays, Harford County. They work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, extremely hot and humid starting today. Temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits. No relief from the heat tonight. Very warm and mild with temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The O's fourth straight loss last night, this time 9-3 to the White Sox, had the Boo Birds out in full force as Baltimore reaches a season-low 9 games under .500. They're 12.5 back of Tampa Bay in the East. Manager Albernaz in the postgame addressing the question, do the players internalize the position they put themselves in?
They're extremely aware of everything that's happening. And they're definitely aware of the landscape of the game and where they're at and where the team is at.
At the same time, Albernaz says that the team's resolve is still there.
They're fighting, competing every single day. And we just need to string together to some good innings of baseball. You know, we've shown that we can do it. And now it's actually going out there and doing it consistently.
Well, we've heard this for a while. The next chance is this afternoon at 12:35 p.m. against the White Sox. It'll be game three of the set. The only thing is the Orioles still haven't yet to announce a starting pitcher. It could be Dean Kramer, who is eligible to come off the injured list. Elsewhere in the division, it was billed as perhaps the pitching duel of the year. Detroit's Tarek Skubal against the Yanks' Cam Schlittler. But it never did materialize.
2-2. That one's not coming back. Goodness! Riley Green, don't do it to him! 2-0 Tigers!
Jason Benetti with the call on Tigers TV. First of two for Riley Green yesterday. That one 424 feet to right field. Detroit pounds 5 home runs in all, 4 off Schlittler. As the Tigers beat the Yanks 9-3 was the final. Tarek Skubal 6 strong innings for the win. World Cup action tonight in Santa Clara, California. The USA looking for its first knockout round win in 24 years. They'll take on Bosnia and Herzegovina tonight at 8 p.m. Team manager Mauricio Pochettino saying it's all about the starting 11.
The players are the principal actor, and I think they are doing a fantastic job. I am so happy and so proud of them.
Meanwhile, the comeback of Serena Williams hit a major snag yesterday at Wimbledon. Williams lost her opening round singles match to 20-year-old Australian player Maya Joint, falling 6-3, 6-7, 6-3. This marked her first professional singles match in 4 years. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's in a name?
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
So are you familiar with the Max Muncy situation in Major League Baseball?
No. What's going on there?
Well, Max Muncy is the name of a player. Mm-hmm. It's actually the name of two players. There are two players in the majors named Max Muncy.
Really?
One is a third baseman for the Dodgers. The other one is a third baseman for the Athletics. They're not related.
Okay.
But they played against each other for the first time in the same game on Monday night. Both played third. Both batted seventh. It's the first time in Major League Baseball history the two players with the same name played against each other in the exact same position in the batting order, in the exact same position in the field. And the story gets even crazier. These players who were unrelated have the same birthday.
Oh, get out.
The same birthday. Not of the same year.
Right.
The Dodgers Muncy is a couple years older, but right. August 15th
wow.
is their birthday. It's the, I think, the second or third time where two players have the same name who played against each other. Alex Gonzalez, that's a name you may remember.
Yeah.
Marlins, and I think the Cubs was the other team. But it's the first time in MLB history where they played the same position on the same night against each other in the same position in the batting order.
Wow, that's incredible.
Max Muncy.
What are the odds?
What's infinity?
Yeah. Somewhere in America, there's a Muncy family, and they're trying to have a baby timed for August 15th.
Right.
And they're going to name him Max, and they're going to try to get him into Major League Baseball, so that'll be number three.
Oh, my God. Maxwell Silverhammer came down upon
that
the Dodgers and the Athletics.
Is a funny story.
It is good.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, you can do that right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. In case you've never heard of it, it is called MK Ultra. This was a secretive CIA program, experimental, run by the company from 1953 to 1973, was designed to develop mind control techniques, brainwashing procedures, and truth serums used for espionage, interrogation, and psychological torture. And the MK Ultra was comprised of 149 sub-projects in 80 institutions, 185 non-government researchers were involved, that allegedly included a $375,000 CIA-funded hospital research wing so the agency could use unwitting patients as experimental subjects. Some of those experimental subjects included orphans and unwitting children, some of them black Americans, again, that were experimented on like the Tuskegee Airmen were were never told. And we don't know, and now we understand some in foreign countries as well, in Germany, that has been revealed. And Anna Paulina Luna, the congresswoman from Florida, held the hearings yesterday. They were entitled Mind Control and Accountability, Uncovering the Truth of the CIA's MK Ultra Project. And APL is, she said, some of the stuff is criminal in nature.
It's obviously horrifying. It's horrifying that this went unvetted, unchecked, and that there was no accountability.
Yeah, not only was it unvetted and unchecked, but the CIA knowingly and intentionally destroyed evidence.
This program, when it did end, the men who ran it did not cooperate with investigators. They did not come forward. They committed another crime. They destroyed evidence.
The CIA is now working to declassify recently discovered files involving a forgery program, plus, again, this widespread destruction of files that has now, again, I don't know if we're ever going to get those files back, but investigative journalist Tom O'Neill testified yesterday, sharing historical records that showed previous investigators and lawmakers 50 years ago, 50 years ago, were intentionally denied the truth regarding MK Ultra.
Representatives of the CIA told Congress and the American people that its 25-year effort to control human behavior had been a colossal failure. I believe Congress was never told the truth about what this program actually achieved.
Yeah. And APL says she believes that the victims, and many of them are no longer alive, and their families deserve compensation for what the CIA, our government, for what they did with mind control, brainwashing procedures, and psychological torture on many of these victims who didn't even know what was going on.
I do believe that the government should compensate victims and their families, specifically pertaining to this awful program. We also heard that there was horrifying experimentation taking place at juvenile detention facilities on American wayward children.
That's criminal. That is horrifying. But it doesn't surprise me when you look at the track record of the CIA. They're supposed to be spying overseas on foreign spies, foreign governments, foreign countries, other countries, not on the American people. Not brainwashing or experimenting on the American people. As you know, RFK Jr. believes the CIA was responsible for his father's death and the death of his uncle, especially his uncle. You might believe also the CIA. And look, this isn't just the CIA, but it's all these other secretive government agencies, whether it's the JAB, whether it was the experiments on the Tuskegee Airmen, whether it's the CDC. There's a lot what government does that we have no idea that they're doing, including spying on the American people. Finally, we have an administration that is trying to, shine the spotlight on this stuff, but they're getting pushback every step of the way. So I want to give credit to Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna spearheading these hearings. I don't know if we'll ever get to the truth. It's like the UFO files. Whatever they released, there wasn't much there because I think much of that stuff has already been destroyed and covered up. They never want us to know the actual truth. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the broken down vehicle on 95 South near the Keith Avenue ramp. That's just at the top of the hill after you're leaving O'Donnell Street. That's gone now, and the pace is improving there. However, 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. The overflow traffic went over to the Old Harbor Tunnel, and now we're backed up beyond Pulaski Highway, and that's going back towards Moravia Road. So we're at least 20 to 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Southbound traffic is moving, but we're heavily backed up on the southbound side. Speaking of which, big delay. Howard County wrecked with three vehicles involved. One was overturned, leaving Mount Airy on I-70 eastbound after Route 27. That backup is still there, pretty well solid on the eastbound side. Route 144, which is not anything like the interstate, that's where a lot of traffic is right now on the eastbound side. Minor wreck earlier at the split, southbound Route 29 at Route 100, and a new wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway, near the bridge at Erdman Avenue. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. You know it's going to be hot, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, extreme heat wave in effect. Upper 90s is going to feel well over triple digits today with a heat index. Tonight, mid-70s tomorrow and Friday and into Independence Day. Triple digits, heat index 105 to 115. We're at 78 in Annapolis already, and it is 78 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs, and John in Baltimore is our contestant. Hello, John.
Good morning, crew. This is Firefighter John.
Firefighter John, welcome
Firefighter
back.
Firefighter John. Yes, sir.
All right, Firefighter
yeah,
John.
Maggie, I sat a couple rows back from Maggie on the bus.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a great day. Yeah.
Did you have to put out the fire, John?
Yeah, and I didn't need an introduction. I heard her laugh, and I'm like, yep, that's Maggie.
You have a hazmat suit on?
Oh.
All right, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I've done pretty good going behind Chuck.
Going behind Chuck,
I don't think
yes.
you want to do that.
Yes, that's, as they
not
say,
hard right now. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Downwind of Chuck is probably
that might
worse.
Need the hazmat suit.
All right. Story number one. The communications director of the Maine Labor Union, AFL-CIO, posted this on social media, and he says that, "I am a Democrat strategist. I won't stay silent about Graham Plattner." He says that he's... Democrats should be executed who break with Graham Plattner, and they should be executed by firing squad. Says he was joking, but still. Story number two, meet the cemetery stalkers. These are folks for willing to pay $200,000 to be buried next to their celebrity idols.
Yeah.
They want an opportunity to spend eternity with them. Number one celebrity idol that folks want to be buried next to, Marilyn Monroe. And story three,
she should look good by now.
There's been a run on ranch dressing thanks to World Cup fans. They're falling in love with ranch dressing, so much so that is now in short supply, in great demand. Some financial wizard on Wall Street said that if you were to extrapolate classic ranch dressing into a price per barrel, it would exceed a price of oil per barrel. A barrel of ranch dressing going for $120 right now. Oil is at $68 a barrel. All right, story one, labor union leader execute Democrats who disagree with Graham Plattner by firing squad. Story two, $200,000 to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe. Or story three, ranch dressing now exceeds the price of oil per barrel. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Well, I don't think there's any room next to Marilyn. All her drawers next to her are filled up. I know that for a fact. Not her drawers, but... You know.
He knows that for a fact, though.
I know that for a fact.
That's what
I've seen pictures of where she's laid out.
Okay.
And she's in a crypt.
Yeah.
So all that's filled up. So you got a better chance of getting next to Michael Jackson.
So you already looked into it. He's saying he already looked into it.
I did. I tried to, but he wouldn't open it up.
Did you try to barter this?
Burial barter.
No, but I did write a poem. Tisket a tasket, a green and yellow casket. Two, please.
Long way for that one.
I know. You made me do it.
Firefighter John.
I can't believe that ranch one is up that high, there, so I'm going with number three.
All right, John goes for story number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I think, sadly, I believe the social media post and the cemetery stalker, so I think I'm also going to go with three.
Kristen goes for three. Maggie?
I'd go with three.
All right, Maggie goes for three. She loves a ranch dressing. That's why.
That's
all over my body.
Story.
Oh, man!
Yeah, well.
Thank God, not blue cheese.
It kind of resembles a ranch.
That's nice. A lot of wide open spaces, Mr. Casey.
Yes there are. It was the herd.
I hate to be branded, though. I can't be branded like Jamie.
It was the herd shot around the world.
I'm going home now.
Story one.
Using my lines now.
I know. Labor union leader execute Democrats who break with the Graham Plattner via firing squad. That's a true story. He claims it's a joke. Mm-hmm. Story two, cemetery stalkers. $200,000 to be buried next to Marilyn. That is also a true story. Story three is our fake news story of the ladies.
John. Good for you.
And firefighter John. So congratulations, John. Put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game here this morning. We appreciate it greatly. It is coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And, we're right smack dab in the middle of barbecue season. And if your barbecue grill is on the fritz, or maybe you're looking for a serious upgrade, may I suggest you head over to Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Both mayors there. They've got the perfect grill for you. You can upgrade top brands. We're talking about some of these brands are, like Weber, and they have other great brands, Exo, Linux, Heston, just to name a few of these incredible brands. And, you can still get it. Incredible 4th of July savings event going on right now. So if you're looking to upgrade your backyard oasis and be the grilling chef, culinary expert du jour, then head over to Town Appliance today, just in time for these 4th of July savings event. And you can check them out at townappliance.com and or you can head over to Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Ranch Dressing Johnson.
Stop it.
Are you calling me a dip?
Yes.
Thank you so
much. In no uncertain terms.
Thank you, Mr. Casey, and good morning once again to you.
Dip is better than drip.
Well, it depends on which way you look at it.
Stop it.
Eastbound I-70, a little progress now. They're opening up a couple of lanes after the wreck there at Route 27. They had been pretty much blocked for the last hour and a half or so, and that backup now should ease up just a bit. They're trying to get some more lanes open, but right now, or at least we're getting by with two lanes to the right, so that is definitely some progress through there. The other wreck was southbound Route 29 at the ramp at Route 100. That's still there, but the room to get by at that point, but it may back up as you're coming south from Route 40. Big delay and big backup southbound. Just a typical ride right now with both the Harbor Tunnel still backed up coming south from Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Heat waves in effect. Highs will be in the upper 90s. It's going to feel well over triple digits today with the heat index. And right now, it's a hot start to the day. Right now, we're looking at, mostly cloudy, 74 in Ocean City, 79 already in downtown Baltimore. The Democrat Party is imploding. It's imploding because of its fringe, because of its illegal alien, dependence on illegal alien voters. They're being deported, hopefully, in greater numbers in the last 2 years of the Trump administration. They're now trying to, crop together, again, these Nazis like Plattner. You have trans individuals, you have illegal aliens, you have socialists, communists, Marxists. That's all that's left because their voter registration cushion is collapsing. In Pennsylvania, for example, they had a 517,000 vote advantage in Pennsylvania. That is now collapsed to 53,000. It's bleaker in North Carolina, of course. As of January of this year, registered Republicans outnumber registered Democrats in North Carolina for the first time in state history. The party that bet on illegals, and they've lost. And that's the reason why they're celebrating this birthright citizenship thing. And what's happening here, it's leading to low turnout here in Maryland. What was Westmore down by nearly 250,000 votes, I think? Republicans are just as bad. But in this particular case, in the swing battleground states, it's a much better picture. And what's happening here is in New York City, in D.C., socialists, outright communists, are winning these Democrat primaries. It happened again in Colorado. A socialist who called 9/11 inevitable takes down a 15-term incumbent in the Denver House primary, Diane DeGette. 15 terms. She'd been in representing Denver for nearly 30 years. She goes down in flames to this challenger, Milot Kiros, a socialist who called both 10/7 and 9/11 terror attacks inevitable. Just amazing. As we watch the Democrat Party implode and be taken over by progressives and socialists and people like this dude, his name is Doug Jenkins. Jenkins is the head of the Democrat Socialists chapter in in New York. And a clip has now resurfaced showing this DSA national leader basically, they've revealed what their goal is for America.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
And we're not going anywhere until your goons finally start killing us for these testimonies, because that's where the is going. Remember that when you vote.
Our goal is communism. That's a clear confession. They're not even hiding it anymore. They're blatant about it. John Fetterman, the senator from the Democrat from Pennsylvania, unleashed on what he called the dirtbag wing of the Democrats after the far left victories on this orgy of socialism. And yeah, there are a lot of dirtbags in this, like Graham Plattner, like Claire Valdez, like Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier, like Milot Kiros in Colorado. These are people that openly celebrate. They want the death of capitalism. They want to destroy our Constitution. And they want to basically, they want the country to fail so that they can rebuild it in their communist image, of which it has never worked anywhere in any capacity. And yet there are people that are stupid enough and, that buy into these lines. There's always, you know, a cult somewhere in some country and somewhere in the world that is drinking the Kool-Aid. And the latest example of this is the Democrat Party. So again, now it's not as serious in Maryland yet, but it is coming. Mark my words, New York, California, what's happening in Denver, what's happening in D.C., it's coming here. Again, while the Democrat Socialists have not entrenched themselves blatantly, openly, see, heretofore, they kind of snuck their way, put the camel's nose under the tent, and quietly tried to reform the Democrat Party from within, and that's where they've had a lot of success. But now, in some areas, they're blatantly, openly running as communists and as Marxists, and that day is coming here in Maryland. So the time to snuff it out is now. This election, send a message. You start with the governor's race, and wherever else you can send a protest vote. And maybe you don't love the Republican, but what I know most Marylanders probably don't like is the threat or the concept of communism coming to our fair state. So keep that in mind. It is a cautionary tale.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is one hot holiday week for millions of people across the Midwest. The Great Lakes, the Mid-Atlantic, the Southeast, the Northeast, intense heat and humidity settling in. No immediate relief in sight.
It is so humid that it's difficult. Okay, because like in a tent, there's not much you can do. It's late, really, anyways. And it is so humid that it is impossible to sleep. I'm telling you, unless you're just physically exhausted.
He was interviewed at a cooling center in Marietta, Georgia. Ray Dawson is there as well. He's homeless.
I can't find no shelter nowhere. I'm no shade nowhere. And it's hot. And most of the store won't give you no water.
The National Weather Service says conditions are more than uncomfortable. They're downright dangerous. The heat index topping 100 degrees in some areas. The heat index is how it feels when the air temperature and the humidity are combined. President Trump is urging Congress to do something about birthright citizenship. This after the Supreme Court struck down Mr. Trump's executive order that limited birthright citizenship. In the meantime, the president is applauding a separate Supreme Court ruling.
President Trump taking to his Truth Social page, reacting to the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Idaho and West Virginia, banning transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. The president writing in all caps the two words, "Big win." Then he goes on to say the United States Supreme Court just ruled against men playing in women's sports. Wow, that takes that ridiculous situation off the table. Three explanation points.
Correspondent Laura Winters. A Democratic Socialist beats a 30-year incumbent in Colorado's Democratic primary for the U.S. House, 1st District, Denver. 29-year-old former lawyer Milot Kiros beat veteran Congresswoman Diana DeGette. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 144 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an accident in the left tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's blocking the left-hand lane. They're keeping the right lane of that tunnel open, but you're going to have a delay if you're coming up from Key Highway and then coming into the tunnel northbound. The right tube has both lanes open, so it's going to be at least a brief delay there. We see traffic getting out of the left-hand lane on the northbound side. Made a little progress southbound with the backups clearing a little bit going into both the Harbor Tunnels. We're back to the Urban Avenue ramp on 895, and 95 has moved down a little bit south of Moravia Road. So at least the southbound side is starting to get better now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, extremely hot and humid starting today. Temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits. No relief from the heat tonight. Very warm and mild with temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
77 degrees in Randallstown and 77 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore County firefighter suffered heat-related issues at the scene of a two-alarm fire at Pulaski Tire Service in Rosedale. Officials say the firefighter was taken to a hospital as crews battled fires in multiple tire-filled trailers. Firefighters at the scene have to use self-contained breathing equipment due to the burning petroleum product. Firefighters were cycled in and out so they could cool down and get checked out because of the heat. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Bel Air police say a Conowingo man has been arrested on charges that include the attempted kidnapping of a child under 16. The alleged incident happened Saturday afternoon when a girl was grabbed by a man in the area of Major's Choice Drive and Grayson Square. The suspect fled when the girl began to scream, and he was later identified as 32-year-old Christopher Lane. Lane is being held without bond, and investigators ask that anyone with additional information about the incident call Bel Air Police. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 511, the pick 4, 4848. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Orioles have yet to announce their guy for this afternoon, talking about the starting pitcher, but whoever it is will be an improvement over last night.
Oh, Colson Montgomery, back it goes! Get out! That one on to Utah Street.
John Schifrin with the call on the Chicago Sports Network. A monster shot for Colson Montgomery. 440 feet to right center off O-starter Trey Gibson. And that was just the beginning. Seven runs scored in the third as the White Sox pound the Birds 9-3. The final, Baltimore's fourth loss in a row, sixth in their last seven. After the game, manager Albanez defending his starting pitcher.
He didn't have his best off, not his best command, obviously, with the six walks. But he didn't give up. He kept on going out there, and he was just trying to get outs. And there was no, did not concede at all, you know.
Gibson will almost certainly get sent down today if indeed Dean Kramer is called up to start at 12:35. Gibson's ERA over his last four starts is now 10.06. One of the characteristics that have marked the U.S.'s run through World Cup group play has been calmness, preparing for the moment, embracing the moment, a feeling drilled into the team by their manager.
Relaxation brings concentration, no? In that sport. In soccer, in football.
Mauricio Pochettino leading the U.S. into the knockout round tonight in Santa Clara, USA and Bosnia-Herzegovina tonight at 8 p.m. And finally, today is the day Alex Ovechkin officially becomes an unrestricted free agent. His five-year, $47.5 million contract with the Caps expired at midnight. The Great Eight now technically on the open market. It doesn't mean he's leaving D.C. Ovechkin hasn't officially decided if he will return for a 22nd NHL season or retire. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a two-horse race in the NASCAR Cup Series. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And I got a busy hour for you coming up in a moment. Drew Sullins is going to join us from Sinclair Broadcasting Spotlight on Maryland. Dan Cox will be with us at the bottom of the hour. But Drew is a veteran and accomplished journalist. He is the one responsible for the series of investigative stories and pieces on Governor Westmore's military records and the controversy over some of his claims regarding his service. And yes, he did serve in Afghanistan. No one is disputing that. And we thank him for that service. But it's some of the details of that service that have been called into question by Drew and others. Drew, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks very much. Happy to be with you.
So again, is this something that you, as a veteran and a journalist, that you pursued, or was the story assigned to you? How did it come about?
So I work at Sinclair Broadcast Group, and I was running as the general manager one of its subsidiaries, working on a television technology project. And I got called in because everyone there knows I'm a veteran. They know I'm a retired Army colonel, and I got asked to take a look at Governor Moore's records or what they had of them at the time, and then take a look at some of the public statements that he had made, and just see if things added up. And then I reported back. Working on this, of course, with Sean Lawler, who's our chief of security at Sinclair, and then we reported back and said, yeah, things don't really add up here. We think this needs more investigating. And so we were asked if we would do it. We agreed to do it, and we continued on, and that's kind of how it started.
If you can, for those that have served, stolen valor is a very serious allegation. Maybe the citizens at large don't understand just how much it bothers veterans when people claim military honors they aren't deserving, they didn't receive, etc. So just how serious is it first in the military community and to the rest of us?
Well, in some cases, it can be a crime, you know, under the Stolen Valor Act if you misrepresent or lie about certain awards. But in the military in general, in terms of the culture, it's a faux pas. You just don't do it, and you will be ostracized and outcast by your fellow veterans and service members if you're caught doing it. It's a pretty serious thing.
So this past weekend, you had a piece in the Baltimore Sun and at Fox 45 in which a photograph has emerged of then Wes Moore serving in Afghanistan. And he is seen being awarded a medal, but it is not the Bronze Star. It was instead the an Army Commendation Medal, which is entirely different. And we find out that he did put that down on his White House Fellows application. They received the Bronze Star. I think pretty much that's a slam dunk, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think it is a slam dunk. And we've got his first-line supervisor in Afghanistan saying that it was an Army Commendation Medal, not intended to be an interim award or anything other than an ARCOM. And so, that's a tough piece of evidence for the governor to refute right there.
But the governor could refute it, couldn't he, if he were to release all of his military records, like Governor Walz and Secretary Hegseth, what they have done, but he has not done that as of yet.
He hasn't done that as of yet, because I believe that if he were to release those records, it would show that he did not get the Bronze Star Medal in Afghanistan.
So that calls in a couple of questions. We'll ask those questions here in just a second. Drew Sullins is with us. Yep. A spotlight on Maryland regarding the governor's military records. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, there's a backup on 95 North. If you're coming up from Camden Yards, you're trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident is in the left tube in the left-hand lane. So it's a single lane there. The right tube is open with both lanes open, but you're a single lane northbound in the left-hand tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with a backup there as you're coming up towards the ramp at Key Highway. So it's an extra 10 minutes right now on the northbound side. Some slowing yet on the Beltway. The west side always busy, anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX, you're good. Coming south of Ruxton Road. Eastbound I-70 and actually even westbound I-70. Still looking at delays after that wreck past Route 27 inbound area. It's gotten a little bit better, but the cleanup still continues, and at one point, even the left-hand lane was blocked on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, extreme heat wave in effect, upper 90s, going to feel well over triple digits with the heat index today. Right now, 79 in Annapolis, 79 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline, Drew Sullins, veteran and journalist, working for Spotlight on Maryland, Sinclair Broadcasting. And we're talking about Governor Moore's Bronze Star that he admitted, according to your article, in August 2024 in the New York Times, quote, towards the end of my deployment, I was disappointed to learn that I hadn't received the Bronze Star, end of quote. So why then do you think he put it on his White House fellowship application?
That's the $64,000 question, Sean. Why did he do it? Of course, the official story coming from them is that his boss, actually not his boss, but his deputy commander in Afghanistan, then Lieutenant Colonel Mike Finzel, told him to do it. I'll tell you, I never had a boss in more than 30 years in the military tell me to put something on my resume that I hadn't earned. And you don't earn something in a military in terms of an award or decoration until a permanent order is cut for that. So you're playing with a dangerous thing there when you do that, and it seems to have burned the governor.
So is it possible that Finzel recommended him from a Bronze Star and paperwork got lost, got shuffled around, or perhaps he was not approved for the Bronze Star and got the ARCOM instead?
Well, the latter is probably the if he was put in for a Bronze Star, and we don't know that he was, but let's assume for a moment, for argument's sake, that he was, the latter scenario is the one that we're probably looking at. It went up to Combined Joint Task Force 76, which was the approving level command, commanded by an Army Major General named Jason Kamiya. And that task force turned down and downgraded the Bronze Star recommendation to an ARCOM.
So then Finzel could confirm or deny whether he approved or recommended Wes Moore for the Bronze Star, but he's not talking either?
No, he is not talking at all. He's not talking at all.
Yeah. And so the next question I have for you, Drew, is we now know that he was retroactively, he received a Bronze Star. And to my understanding, you could certainly correct it if I'm wrong, that has to come from either a member of Congress or from the SecDef or somebody higher up at the Pentagon. Who do you think is responsible for retroactively giving him a Bronze Star? Was this a political act?
So that's what we're looking at right now. We're looking pretty hard at what occurred in 2024. We believe that there are some anomalies with what happened, and we've got some pretty good reporting that's going to be coming out on that in the future. But you are correct. Under Section 1130, Title 10 U.S. Code, a member of Congress must sponsor any retroactive award that's more than 3 years old. So this did come from a member of Congress, and just let's just say a lot of interesting things happened there. And so, yeah, there's definitely a story to tell with the pursuit of the 2024 Bronze Star.
You know, as an officer yourself and having your career in the military, when you see a pattern of this kind, there have been a number of embellishments, the Bronze Star, the direct fire combat. I understand he got a combat action badge for indirect fire. Is that accurate?
He did. There was a rocket attack. I've confirmed with spot reports that we'd access to. I confirmed that on December 9th, 2005, a few rockets, probably 107-millimeter Katusha rockets, landed at Fob Salerno where he was. Not uncommon over there in Afghanistan. You certainly don't want to be near one of those rockets when they land, but generally, you know, they were giving combat action badges to anybody that was even in a relative near vicinity of that. And so he got his combat action badge for an indirect fire incident. He was not outside the wire, as we might say in the military, trading bullets with the enemy.
Well, as he put it, the sound of shells buzzing past your ears, a flurry of divots leaping out of the earth around your feet. You're saying that never happened?
Well, of course not. I mean, anybody that's ever been in the military knows that a shell doesn't fly. It gets ejected out of your weapon and lands on the ground next to your feet or somewhere nearby you, and around, or a bullet is what goes, and it doesn't buzz by your ear. The thing is going supersonic when it goes by you, more than likely, and it kind of makes a cracking sound.
And then, when he was on leave here in the States to attend his grandfather's funeral, he had said he had visioned one of his good friends, Sergeant Toby Meister, in the casket with his grandfather. The only problem there is Sergeant Meister was still alive at that point.
That's correct. We've talked. First Sergeant Meister was from the 321st Civil Affairs Brigade, headquartered in San Antonio. He was from one of their battalions that was actually up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. So it's an Army Reserve unit. And First Sergeant Meister was still alive. I've talked to the PRT commander, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Munster. PRT is a provincial reconstruction team. That's what Meister was assigned to. And Munster confirmed to me that really there's no conceivable way that Moore knew Toby, and that they would not have been getting a route intelligence on the route they were going to take that day from a headquarters element, from a lieutenant who was 225 miles away by road at Fob Salerno. They would have been getting their intelligence from a source much, much closer to where they were operating.
So, Drew, last question here. Again, excellent work on your part and Sinclair and Fox 45 on this story. Do you get a sense that this was a young man who did volunteer, signed up to serve his country, and then somewhere down the road there was this political ambition, and he was promoted, he was pushed, he was a lot of things went into trying to embellish his resume for future office?
Exactly. He spent the first 7 years of his military career, frankly, not taking it very seriously. And as I covered in earlier reporting, Sean, not fulfilling his military obligations. He didn't go to his officer basic course for almost 7 years after he got commissioned, which is I'm still trying to find the Army officer that knows of another scenario where that occurred. And then after sitting idle for quite a long time and taking care of Wes Moore and doing the things that he wanted to do, like go work at Deutsche Bank and take 4 years to get a two-year master's degree at Oxford and all that stuff, he was sort of coaxed into the deployment by Finzel, who he'd become friends with. And I think Finzel kind of saw the deployment to Afghanistan as a sort of finishing school, if you will, for a future political career. Governor Moore makes it sound like he was all fired up and ready to roll and go do his thing for his country. And there might have been some element to that there, but I think most of the motivation was, hey, this is going to look great on a resume someday, and it's going to help propel me to accomplish the political objectives I want to accomplish.
Very good. Drew Sullen, Spotlight on Maryland Sinclair Broadcasting. We look forward to your next piece. Thanks for taking the time to spend with us here this morning. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Sean. You're quite welcome.
All right, that's Drew Sullins from Sinclair Broadcasting. 821, you're listening to KC and Company.
The previous owners of Giovanni's Restaurant now manage the Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air and now offer great Giovanni's menu items at Main Street Tower for indoor and outdoor dining. Main Street Tower Restaurant opens 7 days a week for some of the best dining found in Maryland. Enjoy affordable, upscale cuisine inspired by the famous legacy of Giovanni's at Main Street Tower, Bel Air. Stop by today or find them online, mainstreettower.com. That's mainstreettower.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
823. Dan Cox is going to be with us in about 15 minutes or less, so stay tuned for that. We'll get an update on his campaign and how he hopes to unseat Wes Moore, who we just discussed with Drew Sullins moments ago. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Case.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Northbound, left-hand lane, left tube. You have to qualify all this stuff. Northbound, left-hand lane, left tube, Fort McHenry Tunnel, back open now. They had a wreck in that lane. It's been cleared just now within the last 4 or 5 minutes. Both lanes are moving again. The backup on 95 northbound went all the way back to 395 at Camden Yards, but now we're getting four lanes through on the northbound side. Shouldn't take too long for that to get back to normal. Southbound traffic at both the tunnels still pretty much involved with the heavy traffic or going through that area. The Beltway west side, for some reason today, it's still there and it's still busy anywhere between Liberty Road and Route 40 on the west side. There had been a report of a minor wreck on the inner loop in Anne Arundel County around the ramp area at Camp Mead Road. I looked back towards I-97 and didn't see the impact there. Could be that it's on the shoulder. Those delays are still out there. They've been working on this wreck since way early this morning on I-70 between Route 27 and Route 94 at Woodbine Road. And there's still some slowing, especially on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Extreme heat wave in effect. Upper 90s going to feel over triple digits with the heat index. Mid-70s for the low tonight. And tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, highs will be well over 100 with a heat index 105 to 115. Right now, 78 in Forest Hill, 79 in Dundalk. And the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call them, 410-321-1100. This submitted by Derek Howell. He is the Republican candidate in 35B. Derek, I've known for a long time, and he was a member of the Institute of the Constitution. And you want to remind us there were two significant events that happened on this day in history. One, July 1st, June 30th, July 1st of 1776. Although Caesar Rodney, unfortunately, is forgotten by many teachers and textbook writers today, his midnight ride to Philadelphia forever changed American history. He cast the tie-breaking vote to deliver America's independence from Great Britain. On June 30th of 1776, a motion for independence was put forward in the Continental Congress. Debates over independence continued into the next day. A vote was held whereby nine colonies voted for independence. Two colonies, Pennsylvania and South Carolina, voted against independence. One colony, New York, abstained, and another colony, Delaware, was split on its vote. Delaware sent three delegates to the Continental Congress, Tom McKean, George Reed, and Caesar Rodney. Mr. Rodney, however, was not present on June 30th, July 1st, because he was performing his duties as Brigadier General of the Delaware Militia. Thus, Delaware's tied vote was between Mr. McKean, who voted for independence, and Mr. Reed, who voted against. Although the Continental Congress had had enough support to carry a motion declaring independence, it didn't want to move forward with such a declaration without unanimous support from the colony. So Thomas McKean dispatched a writer to notify Caesar Rodney of Delaware's tied vote and inform him that he was desperately needed in Congress. The dispatch writer reached Rodney at almost midnight, July 1st, 1776. And without delay, Caesar Rodney got on his horse and rode 80 miles through the night and a terrible thunderstorm to Philadelphia. He arrived there, muddied in his boots and spurs, just as a vote for independence was about to take place on July the 2nd. Rodney cast his vote for independence, breaking Delaware's tied vote. South Carolina, Pennsylvania changed their votes and voted for independence. New York still abstained from voting on the basis that its delegates had no specific instructions. But the Continental Congress now had its unanimous support for independence from all voting colonies. And something else to keep in mind, Caesar Rodney was in ill health at the time, including suffering from asthma and cancer of the jaw. He was scheduled to get treated for that cancer in London. But because of his midnight ride, because of his pledge to life, fortune, and sacred honor, he was never able to get that treatment in London. And Caesar Rodney gave up that possibility of receiving, perhaps, life-saving medical treatment in order to acquire independence for the United States of America. Incredible story. Caesar. We all hear about Paul Revere's midnight ride, but Caesar Rodney's midnight ride is very moving as well. It was on this day, July 1st, the Battle of Gettysburg began. We will detail that in greater detail tomorrow here on America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, stay tuned. Dan Cox is coming up next. The Republican gubernatorial nominee will be with us. And right now, a news update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The MPA is launching a new campaign to encourage drivers with out-of-state tags to register in Maryland. The Plate Where You Live campaign is a statewide effort to help residents properly register their vehicles ahead of new enforcement measures passed by Maryland lawmakers during the General Assembly session. The law signed by Governor Wes Moore authorizes the MVA and law enforcement to issue fines to residents who fail to properly register their vehicles in the state of their primary residence. And a host of new laws are taking effect in Maryland today. The new laws include the Utility Relief Act, which aims to lower household utility costs and make changes to oversight of utilities and the power grid. The Reducing Energy Load Inflation for Everyday Families law will include some immediate rebates and direct bill credits that will save the average Maryland home about $150 a year. And the new law incorporates elements from Governor Wes Moore's proposed Lower Bills and Local Energy Act, along with key priorities from the Senate and House. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer and county leaders will release the Economic Development Advisory Board's first report today. The report includes recommendations aimed at strengthening the county's ability to attract new employers, retain businesses, and grow the local economy. The report features insight from major employers, small businesses, higher education, and business organizations across the county. The board says the recommendations are designed to position the county for long-term economic growth, job creation, and a stronger tax base. And the National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for the Baltimore area. In addition to that warning, Baltimore has declared a code red extreme heat alert through Saturday. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America's turning 250. And Rescue Natural Supplements is celebrating in a big way. For a limited time, honor 250 years of freedom with a special rescue savings event. Buy any two or more single bottles and save 50% with the code FREEDOM250. That's right. Mix and match your favorite premium supplements and enjoy half off every bottle. Whether you're looking for quality omega-3s, natural cholesterol solutions, weight loss, or joint comfort formulas, now is the time to stock up and save. For over 40 years, Rescue has delivered research-backed wellness solutions and high-quality ingredients you can trust. With prices rising everywhere, there's never a better time to save on supplements you need the most. Go to res-q.com to mix and match site-wide and use the code FREEDOM250 or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Because freedom feels even better when you're saving 50%. Shop online and save now at res-q.com with the code FREEDOM250.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a reminder, if you're traveling on I-70 as you're coming in from Frederick County towards Howard County, had a big wreck early this morning, eastbound after Ridge Road at Route 27. Still slow through there, and at one point, a couple of lanes were blocked on the westbound side as well. So heads up for those brake lights. It's still slow right there at the accident scene. We're clearing out, getting a little better now, northbound into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but a couple of vehicles are stopped here on the right side, northbound on 95 near the Key Highway ramp. So far, that has not created a problem, but we were a little bit slow there at 95 north near 395 at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, extremely hot and humid starting today. Temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the triple digits. No relief from the heat tonight. Very warm and mild with temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Booze rained down on the Birds for the second straight night last night. 9-3 the final, a loss at the hands of the White Sox, a loss that could only be described as listless. Manager Albernaz addressing the situation.
We're trying to go out there and win every night, and we have not been playing our best baseball. And the fans that are there, they're paying their hard-earned money to watch us play and win and play good baseball and competitive baseball, and they have every right to boo. And it's our job for us is to go out there and give the city and the fans something they can stand behind and have pride in.
17,000 were there last night. The Birds are averaging 22.072 this year. That is 23% off from the 2024 division winning season. Elsewhere in the division, have you seen what Junior Caminero is doing these days in St. Petersburg?
It's a high shot back into deep left field. Collins turning around, and that baby is out of here. Home run for Caminero, and he continues. What a blistering pace.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV, a 438-foot bomb from Junior Caminero, his 23rd of the year, homering in his fifth straight game. As the first-place Rays drubbed the Royals in Kansas City, 10-4 was the final. USA, USA will be the chant tonight in Santa Clara, California, as the men's national team goes after their first knockout win since 2002. Manager Mauricio Pochettino says the boys are ready.
The mentality is perfect. We are so happy in the way that we were working from the day one when we met in New York.
Game time is 8 p.m. tonight on Fox. And meanwhile, on the pitch, could France be the best team in the world?
From the corner, here's Mbappe. He's got an angle. He scored. And to say that had been coming would be one huge understatement. a statement.
Ball was on Fox TV. Kylian Mbappe breaks the record for most goals in World Cup knockout competition. Two goals yesterday. France 3-0 over Sweden. They'll take on Paraguay on the 4th in Philadelphia. No Hollywood ending for two NBA stars who are now on the move. After 8 years in L.A., LeBron James, somewhat surprisingly, informing the Lakers he will play elsewhere next season. The 41-year-old looking to play 1 to 2 more years. And in more concrete news, the Clippers have agreed to trade Kawhi Leonard back to Toronto, where he won a title in his lone season with the Raptors. And finally, NASCAR standings as we sit here before the 4th. 8 races left before the playoffs. Right now, it's a 2-horse race, as it were. Denny Hamlin leads Tyler Reddick by a point, 7-19, 7-18. Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, and the defending champ Kyle Larson round out the top 5. Time now is 8:37. And that is Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Day 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is the Republican gubernatorial nominee, Dan Cox. Dan, welcome back and congratulations on a hard-fought victory.
Well, thank you, Sean, and good morning. And good morning, Baltimore. Good morning, Maryland.
Okay, now all the votes are in. Well, we're still counting here in Maryland, which is a whole other story. But most of the votes are in. Let's put it that way. And, of course, you have, so you got to pivot now to general election. What is your message to the Republican voters who did not vote for you, the unaffiliated, and the crossover Democrats you will need to defeat Wes Moore this fall?
Well, you know, this is a point in time when Maryland is standing in need of relief and of no more. And I think we're all coming together. It's very, very clear, you know, when I knock doors and, you know, move across the state, everyone has the same focus, just what we're pretty much experiencing today, Sean. We're seeing extremely high fees and, increased taxes by 20%. We're seeing a burden that's causing people to flee Maryland. And what does that mean? And, you know, this is July 1st. Welcome to the new gas tax. I know you're talking about it. And this is just a small thing. There's a war really against individual movement and liberty and freedom. And generally speaking, there's a war on your wallet. That's what I'm talking about. And we can do better. I think it's a common sense solution. Let's lower the fees, slash these fees, lower the taxes, make sure we once again have an affordable state. And I'm reaching across the aisle and talking about these things. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you have a Democrat answer the door when you're knocking. And, you know, it's a household that might have independents and Democrats living there and maybe even a Republican. And I'm reaching out to them. They're great Marylanders. And I'm telling them, look, this is our answer. Our answer is to provide relief to Maryland, not continue to police Maryland. We're not going to make Maryland the fee state anymore. We're going to make it back to the free state. And that's the issue. And you know what? I've been heartened to see everyone has the same question. Well, first of all, they'll tell me, I'm not voting for Wes Moore again. Secondly, what are you going to do? And I say, you know, it's going to be common sense solutions to provide more money back to your wallet. That's the Republican way. That's our message. It's an economic message. And they reach out, shake my hand, and said, you got my vote. So that's what we're doing. I'm calling on Maryland to unite for that purpose. This is our moment, and we can once again steer the ship back to more economic stability for our families.
Dan, do you see any parallels to 2014 in which O'Malley had left a trail of higher taxes, rain tax, et cetera, businesses were fleeing, millionaires tax, et cetera, and Anthony Brown took over the reins, and then Governor Hogan was able to put together a coalition to defeat the Democrats. Do you see any parallels here?
I do, and I've mentioned this. I actually talked about this recently, even in the Baltimore Sun, that Governor Hogan's flag that he carried forward was this same economic message when we had incredible attacks on the individual. And You know, O'Malley not only was doing the rain tax, but he raised taxes 42 times. Well, we're seeing that with the Westmore administration. What has he done? Over 300 different tax and fee increases. This is not, these are not small things. I mean, we're now having people having to make payments sometimes on their car registration fees. This is one of the most outrageous states in the nation for this. Electric bills are the highest in the nation, seventh highest in taxes. And it's just getting worse because, as you know, he spent us into, how do you take a Hogan $5 billion surplus and flip that into a $3 billion structural deficit, as Wes Moore's done, and then kick the can and say we're going to raise taxes next year, not election year, we're going to do it next year is what he said. So they're coming with taxes for everybody, and you think the fleeing the state is strong now, just wait until, you know, God forbid. So we're going to make sure that doesn't happen, right? We have to replace him. He's not even in the state. He's in Michigan or wherever he is campaigning. And we're going to bring accountability back to this office. We're going to audit the budget. We're going to audit every department. We're going to make sure the people's money is spent wisely and lower the fees and taxes. And this is absolutely right. This is exactly what Governor Hogan did, and I've mentioned this to him and his people, reaching out to him. And I know he's on the fence, so I'm reaching out right here, Sean, just saying, you know, this is a moment for Maryland, not about Dan Cox, not about the past. This is about the future of our state and our families. And so I'm grateful to have so many great people with the Hogan team that kept us in a great state for so many years. And we're going to do that again. And I'm asking for that help.
Yeah, I'm going to play Governor Hogan's comments for you in just a second, get your thoughts on that. What about turnout? It was very poor in the Republican primary. We'll get a break for traffic. We'll get your thoughts on the turnout as well. But I wanted you to give me some thoughts on how we can excite the electorate going into the fall. It's 8:43. We're with Dan Cox here on Casey & Company. Let's get a traffic update with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we're still slow if you're coming up 95 from the Beltway towards Camden Yards and then eventually up into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All that situation where we had the accident northbound has cleared. Still some slowing. A couple of vehicles are on the shoulder northbound at Key Highway, but there is still some backing right there at 95 and 395. Back out on I-70. This wreck has been here since early this morning on I-70 eastbound after Route 27 inbound area. Traffic is moving, but very slow and very heavy traffic there. Some of the local traffic is staying on Frederick Road around that. And in the meantime, at least one lane and maybe two lanes westbound were also affected at the accident scene. One of those vehicles in that wreck had overturned, and the cleanup is still underway. So around the 68-mile marker on that section of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, extreme heat wave in effect. Upper 90s going to feel well over triple digits today. Right now, 81 in Middle River. It's 80 in Millersville. On our newsmaker hotline, Dan Cox, the Republican gubernatorial nominee. Turnout on both sides was very low for this primary. It's a midterm year, not a presidential year. So that's a big challenge, Dan. How do you get the electorate excited? I mean, they should be angry based on what happened last year, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, you know, probably one of the issues is people are trying to make money. You know, they don't have time to take off work because Westmore's tax and feeing them to death. And, you know, we're seeing so many families fleeing the state. But I have a message of hope, and that is I have been supported by so many Marylanders. And then we had one of the largest turnouts the last time around. But, you know, it doesn't always have a indication long term. And so we're building a long term effect here. And this is on par, like you mentioned, with 2014. We're seeing our numbers and the state numbers, the turnout numbers, pretty much very close to the way it played out in 2014 with Larry Hogan. And I think what that indicates is that people are willing to come out. They're willing to vote. They're struggling. They're very upset. They're not sure if there is a lot of hope. And so now that the ballot is being settled, they're going to realize, you know what, this is our last chance to save Maryland. We have to unite, and we're going to come out. Everybody's going to come out. The Republicans are going to, you know, reach across the aisle, like we always do, to the 1 million independents in Maryland, and we're going to say, let's save our state. This is our moment. This is the opportunity to do it. And when I talk to friends who have moved, you know, once in a while we'll get some emails like yesterday from Deb in Florida. She emailed and she said, you know, I've been a lifelong Baltimore resident. They destroyed my city, and I want to come home. I love Florida. it's beautiful down here, but I love my home and I miss my family, and I really hope you win, and we're going to be working from Florida to make you, you know, to help you win, because we've got to save our state and turn it back in the right direction. And I'm hearing that from independents, and when that happens, we have the effect that I think Hogan began, and that's that coalition effect, and I'm working hard to do that, and we're going to do it. We're going to get it done.
Speaking of the former governor, he was on a program called On the Hill, and a reporter asked him a question about you. I wanted to play that in his response and get your reaction.
Current governor is on his way to a rematch from the Republican nominee from 4 years ago, Dan Cox. He was reelected in the primary. You did not support him 4 years ago. Will you support Dan Cox this year?
Look, I'm like most of the people in Maryland, where I think these are not great choices that we have in either party, and I'm gonna have to make a tough decision about what I do in November. But I think we're nominating unelectable people in the primaries.
So you say we're nominating unelectable people in the primaries, and do you think he's calling you unelectable?
No, he's not. No, I think that that's certainly probably in his mind. I'm not going to doubt what he's struggling with, but I can tell you that this is not about the past. This is not 2022. This is 2026, and I'm very, very grateful to the governor that he went on to say that he hadn't made up his mind as to what he's going to do. And so I'm asking him to come back to the Republican team on that issue. He is the guy who has built the coalition. I've pointed that out in the press. He knows how to do it, and with his help, we can build this coalition. We're going to do it either way, but boy, would it be a great honor to see all the hard work that he put into the state carry forward with just a little bit of encouragement from him. And I think we're getting that a little bit. I just want you to know, Sean, and I want everyone in Baltimore to know, a lot of the great Hogan team that worked so hard for our state, some of them are already on board. Many of them are considering coming on board. I've got some of his great fundraisers, you know, who are helping me, and we're already in discussions with some of the top people, you know, even with the RGA. And so this is exciting. It's not about 2022. It's about 2026. This is about not only 2026, but look, we have not only a state to save, but this guy's going out there and he's identifying himself with the Democratic Socialists in Michigan. We got a Mondami in New York. This is a nation that is also in peril if we don't fight less more and bring back sanity to Maryland and save Maryland and renew it once again with the hope that we know we have.
Have you spoken to the governor personally, former Governor Hogan?
Not lately, no. I haven't actually, but I have reached out and we're looking forward to that conversation. There is some great people that are around him, and one of his top fundraisers is on my team. So I'm excited and I'm respectful to him. I hope I know he sees that. Because, you know, he has done the economic message that he has carried forward, we all know was helpful. Look, he didn't raise taxes, right? He spent 8 years protecting us from getting fleeced. He made sure that we had very, very low fees and zeroed them out. He made sure that we had basic common sense. I stood on the House floor and defended his vetoes. I did speeches. Even when, you know, there was the COVID thing going on, it didn't matter to me. Why? Because he was doing the right thing and vetoing some of these asinine bills. And he was reaching across the aisle and making some of those vetoes stick. You know, we actually had victory on a couple of those vetoes. So,
yeah, but you sued him. You sued him over the lockdowns.
But that's behind us. And that's okay. A totally different issue. You know, Sean, we all remember the lockdowns, right? We had church. You know, that's behind us. And the issues there are not even present today. So we're focused on the fact that the economic vitality that the governor brought the state is what we're going to do, and that's the message. That look, there's no other option for us. What are we going to have? We're going to have Wes Moore doubling down and raising property taxes another 20%. There's literally, Sean, there's estimated 30,000 tax lien sales in Maryland, half of which are estimated to be seniors who have already paid for their homes, and yet their homes are being stolen by these property tax increases, by the, you know, the way that Governor Moore has increased the assessments. That's going to end on my watch.
All right. You're a constitutional attorney. Big rulings at the Supreme Court, the finance ruling. Do you think that will help the GOP and specifically will help you with taking these limits off campaign contributions in Maryland?
Well, it certainly does, because the Democrats have been using dark money, and now we get to actually use party money. And I just spoke with one of the lead plaintiffs last night, who was also Citizens United. And you know, he's another huge supporter. We're very grateful for him. And you know, his view of this is that this is going to open up the opportunity to level the playing field for Republicans, and that's a good thing. So I'm very happy to see that ruling, and I'm hopeful that that means that our parties and our Republican Party committees are now going to have the opportunity to support. And we've already seen it, by the way, Sean. A lot of our 24 jurisdictions here, counties and the city, they're already stepping up to the plate for our campaign, and they're all in. We're all going to do this up and down the ballot. We're going to invest the money that we're raising, and the party is raising, and we're going to make sure that we win this fall for every candidate.
Got about a minute left, Dan, and your reaction to the Supreme Court striking down President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
Well, that was a very a huge travesty and loss. I mean, we can't sustain a country where we have, you know, just imagine this, Sean. Let's say we have 20,000 Chinese, you know, CCP members just flying here, having children, and all of a sudden there's 20,000 more, you know, CCP technically, you know, dual citizens, and you know, that's not something that's out of the ordinary, or that's not too remote. I mean, this is a national security concern. I haven't fully studied the opinion, I'll be honest, and so I'm not going to disrespect the court in any way on this, because it may be a jurisdictional issue where they're probably kicking the ball over to Congress and saying, look, the Constitution is not the issue. The issue might be that you need to tighten federal law on how this applies. I don't know. I need to study.
Well, that was Kavanaugh's position. Kavanaugh said the executive order couldn't stand, but Congress could certainly make changes. So that was Justice Kavanaugh. Are you going to reach out to Ed Hale as well regarding your campaign?
Oh, we have. You know, he ran a spirited campaign, and I've reached out to asking for, you know, the opportunity to speak with him. I've talked to his people. I've reached out to Mr. Tyrone Keyes, who I think is a really phenomenal gentleman, and we're hopeful. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's not about Republicans anymore or the primary. That's behind us, right? I mean, we have Wes Moore, who's cozying up to Democratic Socialists. He's that wing of the party. He's radical. He's doubling down. He doesn't care about Maryland. He's going to fleece everyone here for his national ambitions. He's going to try to install a Democratic Socialist Congress this fall. That's why he was in Michigan campaigning for a Democratic Socialist. We have got to stop him here and stop him with everything we've got. We're joining together with all independents and like-minded Democrats. Let's get this done. DanCoxForGovernor.com is how you join up and help us. Let's work together, and let's make sure that everyone understands the message. And we're ready to do it. I'm ready to fight. And we're already fighting. We're in the fight. And we're asking Republicans, unify. Let's come together. You know, I gave Shannon Wright a huge shout-out last night at the Republican Red, White, and Blue dinner. I also gave my friends John Myrick and Cham, Dr. Brenda Cham, who's a dear friend, because they have said that they're fully behind us. They're on the team to help. And that's an honor because, you know, Shannon Wright, as we know, she garnered almost 37,000 Baltimore City votes. So this
Dan,
is the message. Let's get it done.
Running short on time here, but thanks again for joining us here this morning. I'm sure we'll talk again in the near future, and appreciate your spending time here this morning.
Thank you, Sean. Dan Cox for Governor.com. Let's go.
All right, it's 8:55. You're listening to KC and Company. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of areas still backed up. I-70 with the wreck east of Mount Airy and after Route 27. Eastbound is still slow. Westbound had a couple of lanes blocked there as well. Heads up for that. 95 northbound, Harford County. That's a construction delay, and they're working. It's going to be hot. You're backed up at least a mile, so be on the lookout for that and be prepared. Does better now and improving at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Extreme heat wave in effect today. Upper 90s going to feel like triple digits today. Right now, it's 82 in Pasadena and 82 in downtown Baltimore. We're back to wrap things up in a moment.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:57, and it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Man from Texas just saved two young girls' lives by smashing through a glass door, running into a burning house. His name is Leon Segura. He was driving by when he saw the fire and heard the screams.
She was telling me that her siblings were still inside. So whenever she told me that, I was trying to get in through the front, and I kept on hearing screams and crying. And I put that bandana around me. The first thing I told myself was, Lord, help me. I need you right now. Thank God that I went inside. The little girls were already on the floor. I grabbed one, and I took him outside to the back, went back for the other one. I put her over my shoulders, and that's whenever the back house started booming and banging. And I mean, I wouldn't say a hero. I'd just say a guy doing the right thing.
And that is the definition of a hero. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information, or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, busy hour. Thanks to Drew Sullins, Dan Cox for coming on as guests this morning, and hope you got a lot of great information from them. Back again tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news, as we head into Independence Day weekend. I'll be here tomorrow. Off on Friday, Jeff McDonald will be here. Until tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.